Absolutely fascinating. Harry Benson, lovely to speak to you. Sorry we didn't have longer. He's Research Director at the Marriage Foundation. Very much appreciate your time. Well, I'm done for another day. All that remains is for me to welcome, grudgingly, through gritted teeth, Mr. John Holmes to the studio.
Hi there. Well, today...
What's happening? Come on.
Today, I'm glad I'm not married to you. Today, oi! There was...
Luckiest man in the world, I made him say.
Trump tax, of course. David Davis doesn't understand what Brexit is. There's the giveaway of some meaty souvenirs, of course, in the last bit of the show, in a game of Dead or Alive. And our new feature, Snowflake Safe Space. Excellent. It's the only radio-based safe space for a snowflake that
excellent.
There is.
Well, in riposte, I wouldn't want to be your producer. This is Talk Radio. I'm back after. After 1 o'clock, John's here after 1 o'clock. I'm off home. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a fabulous afternoon. Oh look, the sun's shining. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen, phone, talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
BT and Sky have just raised their prices yet again. If you're one of their broadband customers, you're probably not too happy about it. But did you know from when they tell you, you have 30 days to leave your contract penalty-free? And when you switch to TalkTalk, we guarantee no price rises on any of our fixed-price plans. Like our best-ever savings on our totally unlimited fast broadband, just £20 a month including line rental, guaranteed for your whole 24-month plan. Saving up to £417 versus BT. It's for new and existing customers too. So switch today at talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Contract and conditions apply.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Luke is bricklaying near the coast. His closest Screwfix is 10 minutes away. Bradley is plastering an office in the city. His is even closer. With 500 stores right across the UK, you're never far away from your local Screwfix store. Find your nearest at screwfix.com. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It is, yes, and it's the afternoon. It's a Wednesday one, if I'm to be precise. 1 o'clock, I'm John Holmes. Hello, here's Tony with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Chancellor announces U-turn on national insurance tax rises.
Seems to me like a government in a bit of chaos here.
Plus, court downgrades Marine A's murder conviction, and Trump's not happy after leaked tax returns are published.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A Royal Marine who shot an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan has had his murder verdict reduced. More on this shortly, but first, a major U-turn by the government.
We will not bring forward increases to NICs later in this Parliament.
Theresa May's confirmed the Chancellor won't now be going ahead with the increase in national insurance contributions for the self-employed announced in last week's budget. Philip Hammond's changed his mind so the Tories can honour a pre-election pledge not to raise them. Here's the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's response.
I think the Prime Minister should offer an apology for the chaos that her government has caused during the past week and the stress it's caused to the 4.8 million self-employed people in this country.
Next, the wife of a former Royal Marine who killed an injured Taliban fighter has welcomed a court's decision to downgrade his murder conviction to manslaughter. The court martial appeal court heard Alexander Blackman was suffering from a combat stress disorder. Claire Blackman gave this statement following the ruling.
This is a crucial decision and one that much better reflects the circumstances that my husband found himself in during that terrible tour of Afghanistan. We must now wait for the sentencing hearing and hope to secure a significant reduction in Al's sentence.
Donald Trump has been tweeting about his tax details being leaked and he's not happy, calling it fake news. The US president has asked whether anybody really believed a reporter who nobody's ever heard of went to his mailbox and found his tax returns. The broadcaster MSNBC shared the two-page document from 2005, which was sent anonymously to a journalist. And Disney says Beauty and the Beast has not been and will not be cut, so it can be released in Malaysia. The studios shelved the film there rather than axe a scene where one of the characters is shown to be gay. That's it, I'm done.
Oh, good. Just checking, though. Of course, there is speculation, re-Trump, that this may have been leaked by the White House anyway, or the Trump camp, certainly.
It just goes on, doesn't it?
We'll be discussing it in more detail shortly. You'll be pleased to know, Tanya. So, if you need to learn anything about the news,
yeah, thanks very much.
It's fine. Right, Tanya's got the weather next. Talk Radio National Weather. And just to say, by the way, if you are listening in Malaysia to this, there's nothing about this weather that is gay, so you don't need to worry.
It's cloudy for the northwest with some patchy rain and drizzle, but dry with lots of warm sunshine elsewhere across the UK. And the high, very mild, 15 Celsius.
And able to be enjoyed by all Malaysia, you see, because we're forward thinking over here. Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Right, so now here's Ben. He's got the pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola admits he doesn't know if his side can win the Champions League. City are in Monaco tonight, defending a 5-3 first leg lead. They look to join Leicester in the quarterfinals. Guardiola says he'd love to say they'll be champions, but he knows the competition too well.
It is my 8th year here, and I know how complicated it is, that competition. I know how complicated it is in terms of the set pieces, a mistake and little detail. You lost 5 minutes in the concentration, you are out.
There's full live commentary over on Talk Sport this evening. Rugby, England could play New Zealand this autumn after the RFU confirmed it's exploring the possibility. That's 12 months earlier than the world champions and top-ranked side are next due to face Eddie Jones's side. November's fixture list has already been agreed, with England due to meet Argentina, Australia and Samoa. Finally to Cheltenham and day two of the festival. This afternoon's feature race is the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Duvan is the long odds-on favourite. That's the latest sports news. Powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much, Benjamin, and your pre-recorded voice. Now, there's a programme. It's a Wednesday one. There's things going to happen on it. Let's get it underway.
Talk Radio.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers. And you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Talk Radio in the afternoon.
It just brings on a crushing sense of despair.
It's easy to lure Scotch people.
There's a rumour in the press that OJ Simpson
captured on his phone the moment that they got a little bit fruity.
To help someone. Jihadi John. It's time to enter. Tom Newton Dunn, political editor for The Sun, of course.
Does it give you chills and fever?
So where are we up to then? As his surname, Cross, could be construed as religious. He may now have to be called Christopher Angry or Christopher Sad as an alternative. What's Turkish for banana?
Mus.
Thank you.
I like the sound of this. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon then, and welcome along. It is Wednesday, the 15th. Which one should traditionally, of course, beware. For it is the Ides of March. When we're all warned, of course, to watch out for any Ides that there might be. Any Ides? Beware the Ides of March is what they say. If you do see an Ide, then the official advice, by the way, is to notify somebody in authority. Okay. Do not touch the Ide unless you know whether it has been deactivated. You simply may not know just from looking at an Ide whether it's dangerous or not. Move away from the Ide and alert someone. That is the official government advice. Beware the Ides of March. It refers, of course, to the date of the assassination of Julius Caesar, the inventor of the salad. Who was murdered, of course, as the result of a conspiracy of rival salad inventors. Now, if you know your Roman history, this will come as no news to you, but today is the day. It's the anniversary of the assassination of Julius Caesar. He was murdered, of course, by Brutus Cassius Waldorf, along with Marcus Aurelius Nissoires, you remember? From your school lessons, I'm sure. Cassius Fetus Cheesius. He was Greek, not Roman. All very much salad rivals, but they killed Caesar just as he was putting the finishing touches to his lettuce, adding the croutons, of course, and the parmesan and the black pepper on the steps of the Senate in 44 BC. Some historians, it's still very much up for debate, of course, but some historians believe that it was Julius Caesar's decision to add chicken to his salad that led to his downfall. It was very controversial amongst the other salad-inventing senators. So the 15th of March, then, it's why today you should watch out for the Ides, as I said. And, of course, that's because Julius Caesar's assassins were iding behind some columns before jumping out and stabbing the emperor to death with some salad tongues. That's just history there for you. Anyway, hello. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and just a quick bit of admin I need to tell you this afternoon. Quick bit of admin, just to comply with the European Court of Justice ruling, this show today will not be wearing a headscarf. We learn, of course, that one cannot display religious symbols in a workspace environment. This is the ruling of the European Court of Justice. So we are not wearing a headscarf today. This show is headscarf free. We've also taken down the crucified man we've had up in the studio since we launched the station. Oh, and I suppose given that he wears a turban, it also explains the absence from Talk Radio of Hardeep Singh Kohli, doesn't it? The religious... I wonder what that was about. So come on then, on this historic day, the day when Trump's tax returns have been leaked, let's have a look-see at what we're declaring on today's programme. Regular listeners will be aware, only too aware, that fake news is afoot in this hour as we invite you to make it up. Headline hijack is on the way. We put a made-up news story in the 2 o'clock bulletin. We'd like you to supply it, please. Just a couple of sentences, that's all you need. Make something up entirely from scratch. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into the bulletin. Tanya will say the news at 2, but inside it will be a news lie. And yeah, we'd like it to be yours. All the fun of the fake news fair. Your nonsense is welcome on this number, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
So at Tour Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The lines are open. There's the Diversity Paper Review. We continue our quest to be the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting, as each day a different minority diversity goes through the papers for us. Today, Matt is here, and he's Jewish. Despite the warning signs we put up, like that one that got put up outside a synagogue
didn't.
In London
no,
by some mad person. Matt will be here.
Five.
And And there's another chance for you to get something off your chest in our new feature, Snowflake Safe Space. Are you livid or offended by something utterly innocuous? Well done. Congratulations if you are. You are a snowflake. In fact, as such, you are entitled to come on in here into our Snowflake Safe Space. Tell us your trigger word. And we'll microaggress your right to be of assumed anger status. That's right. 87222, if you're cross about something, just let us know. Start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's all the big stories analysed as you have every right to expect them to be through the medium of Japanese poetry before 4 o'clock. That's where we present the news in haikus, of course. We will bring you the big debate at 3. Professor Stephen Hawking may well be joining us this afternoon to tell us a joke. There's all your reactions, work experience, punditry, as today, new work experience, Dominique, will be in to round up all of the week's pop-up hipster nonsense. And we will be giving away some meat via a game of Dead or Alive. If you would like to play, you can register your interest in doing so at this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can even use Twitter if you like, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Put hashtag meat as well, and then your interest to play will be well and truly registered. And you could then be contacted by Cass to come on the radio and get a meaty souvenir for your time spent with us. You can choose from chicken. You can receive a chicken as a souvenir. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. And as it's the Cheltenham Festival, of course, more horse tips for you from a moose. Talk Radio's Moose. We'll be bringing us horse tips. Ginger Dave not producing today. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Cass?
Yeah.
She's like, to me, she's like a religious symbol in many ways. When she turns up, everyone goes, oh, God. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Don is on the news. Paid intern Cornelius. He's here. Did you stand up for a fat lady on the train?
Yeah, I did.
Are you proud of that?
Another pregnant lady.
You said she was fat, not pregnant?
Yeah, but she was fat with baby.
Okay, fine.
She had a badge on saying baby on board.
Congratulations. You stood up for the only one again?
Sorry? Yeah, you know what? It's a packed train.
Yeah.
I had to shout across the carriage again.
Yeah.
People on my train are, and there's no other way to put it, scum.
Right. Thank you, Cornelius. What scum line do you use?
The Hayes line. No, Hayes to Charing Cross.
Well, no wonder.
You are scum.
Yeah. Right there. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. All you have to do now is figure out what today's big story is that we're going to be discussing in depth with a guest, of course, next on Talk Radio. The way to figure it out is through the medium of music. I'm about to play you a song. It has clues. It links to today's big story. Play along at home. It's just for fun. It's not a prize-winning competition. It's just for fun. It's just for fun at home. Okay? What's today's big story? I say to you, release the hounds. That's right. So what's today's big story then? The clues are in the song. Jane's Addiction. Been caught stealing. But what is today's big story? Can you identify it from the clues within the song? That's all you have to do. It's what we do to get us from the menu into the big story. It's called production colour. It's production values. Cornelius has been busy scribbling down his working to try and figure out in the studio here. And as I say, do play along at home for fun. Jane's Addiction, Been Caught Stealing. Cornelius, what do you think? What do you think? It's
who's been caught stealing then? Yeah.
Jane's Addiction, Been Caught Stealing.
Is someone been caught stealing? Mm. I haven't really looked at newspapers today.
Right, that helps when we're doing a news kind of show. But all right, fine. It's not directly.
Okay, Jane's Addiction. Someone addicted to Mary Jane. Are there a sidekick on this station that isn't me?
What are you talking about?
No one.
Right, no.
I don't know then.
Okay. So what was at the beginning of this song?
A musical intro.
Yes. And barking dogs. Barking dogs, yeah.
Ah, dogs. Is barking it Crufts dogs. Again? Are we talking about Crufts again? Crufts. Has there been a fallout from Crufts?
No.
Has there been a drugs cheat in Crufts?
No.
Something Claire Balding?
No.
I'm not sure then.
Okay. She's the host of Crufts. So, along with Alan Carr, just to be clear. So,
is that it?
It wasn't being insulting towards Claire Balding, just to make that absolutely
clear. Oh, yeah.
Right. It's because Donald Trump, the president,
right,
has tweeted Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Right? And there were dogs.
And there were dogs at the start of the song. Why didn't you play a Snoop Dogg song?
I didn't think of that.
We could have played Young, Wild and Free by Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa.
I just had that because it had dogs at the beginning. Anyway, Donald Trump's tweeted Snoop Dogg because Snoop Dogg has shot an effigy of Trump in a music video. This is all at the same time as Trump's tax returns, of course, have been leaked. And though there is no suggestion that he has stolen any money, Donald Trump, by withholding tax,
yeah,
he probably has. So, being caught stealing, and it had dogs at the front. We need to talk to somebody about Trump's tax. It is, of course, the big story overnight. His tax details were leaked to an American news station. We're going to need a guest. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. It's her job to get us a guest.
Yep.
All right, Chuckles.
How's your day going?
It'll be fine at 4.
Why?
So I'd have to look at you.
Right. Could you get us a guest, please?
Okay.
Right. We'll talk to somebody about Trump's tax next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
We're in Dartmoor and I've come inside to what is a giant barn, and I'm here with Sam, a reservist. Sam, what are we going to do now? I'm pretty hungry.
Well, it's time for lunch. So what we're doing is we're getting our stove lit. We have got tuna bean pasta and some blueberry turnover. So are you willing to give that a try?
Yep, sounds delightful.
Hopefully we'll get a hot drink as well.
Oh, it's hot.
Is it hot? Well, that's an achievement. That's good. The training's worked.
It's actually nice.
You're enjoying it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll give your chicken a little bit longer and then you can try that.
You're a reservist, so you must have a normal day job.
I do. In my day job, I'm a civil servant. Sitting behind a desk every day, you know, that's partly why I do it, is to get out and about, as I say, do something completely different, push you outside your comfort zone, as we are now, stood here shivering on Dartmoor. So, no, it's good.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Doovan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com. Already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Get a cracking Vauxhall at the Vauxhall sales event from the 17th to the 21st of March. Plus, you'll get £500 spending money. Plus, you'll beat the April tax rises, saving up to £500. And whichever Vauxhall you choose, you'll love our efficient engines and superb infotainment. So technically, it's a win-win-win-win situation. To find out more, search Vauxhall sales event. On selected models across the range, registered by 31st March. At participating retailers from 17th to 21st March. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's a major incident on the M6 in Cheshire. The southbound carriageway has been closed at junction 18 for Middlewich because of an accident, and northbound traffic has been stopped to allow air ambulance to land. So completely standstill on both sides of the carriageway. If you're trying to come off and find an alternative, don't use the A50 through Knutsford because the Holmes Chapel Road is closed for emergency repairs. Still quite busy around Cheltenham. The first race gets underway at 1:30. Just a reminder that the Evesham Road, the A435, is closed to through traffic. I'm Joanna Adams.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Today I will be joined by Matt Chorley, Red Box editor at The Times, with today's trending review. The Labour MP Kate Hoey will be in the studio with me. And also our showbiz correspondent, Girl About Town, Olivia Foster, will be here too.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes and it is Talk Radio. A lot of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius. What reactions have we had in so far today?
Lots coming in. John, you can't make a Spanish omelette without Brexiting eggs. That's coming from Rubbish Satire. Mm. John, Ben Affleck is not the only one who has alcohol treatment. I've worked with Julia Hartley Brewer, meaning that every day after the work I go to the pub for alcohol treatment.
Is that from you?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for texting in, Cornelius. Right, let's talk about today's big story. Overnight, then, came news of another Donald Trump leak. This one was not one he paid a Russian prostitute to do on a mattress, but rather his tax returns that have spilled details of his 2005 tax return onto, well, the mailbox, if Trump's tweets are to be believed, of a American journalist. Now, up to this point, Donald had taken great lengths to build a wall, if you like, a metaphorical wall around details of his finances, except we don't know whether Mexico paid for that wall or not. What we do know, at least according to this report, is that Trump wrote off $100 million in losses in 2005 and that he paid $38 million on an income of $150 million, yet did so mostly through a scheme called Alternative Minimum Tax, which was set up to stop the wealthiest people from using tax loopholes, a tax that Trump is promising to abolish. Now, he's also the only president not to have released his tax details, although that is not required by law, and also the only president, I think, to have tweeted Snoop Dogg, which he did earlier after the leader of the Dog Pound pretended to shoot him in a music video. Jail time, says Trump. Can you imagine if Snoop had shot a pretend Obama? Yes, yes, we can, Donald, because nothing would have happened, would it, you tax-evading clown, because it's pretend. Now, on the line to discuss all the latest with Trump's tax return, this has all happened overnight, of course, is Dr. Luca Tenta, lecturer in US politics and international relations at Swansea University. Dr. Luca, hello.
Hello, hi. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on the show. So, what do we know? We know, of course, that this was a so-called leaked tax return. It had scant details, though. None of Donald's income was on it, just the amount of tax he'd paid. A lot of speculation as to whether or not Trump's camp leaked this themselves. What do we make of it?
Well, I'm not sure if they leaked it themselves, but what is certain is that I think this is a very big distraction, in a sense that these two pages don't say much and actually seem to portray Donald Trump in a not too negative light. I mean, his son tweeted, "Thank you, Rachel Maddow, for proving to your Trump-hating followers that Donald Trump is a real successful businessman." So certainly those two pages have not damaged Trump, which might lead to suggestion that it might be behind the leak, but we don't know that.
Yeah, so I mean, as it doesn't tell us anything, why is it news particularly? I mean, they must have, the station, the American news station that got this stuff, must have looked at it and thought, well, there's nothing to report here, really.
Well, it is news because we've been waiting for months now to get at least a glimpse into his tax returns, and he has refused to do that. During the campaign, he famously said that they were under audit by the IRS. Also, the IRS clearly stated that an audit was no obstruction to releasing the tax returns. And then, after being elected, he relied on the issue that the American people don't care about my tax returns. But actually, a poll from the Hill website says that 74% of Americans would like to see his tax returns.
Yes, and I think that poll, or certainly one like it, said that 49% of Trump's own supporters would like to see his tax returns.
Yeah, I mean, so this is probably behind why it was made a big news, but to be fair, there was very little in there, and the most important questions were not answered by those two pages, to be honest. And this is why I think the White House will not be particularly unhappy.
Yeah. Does it suggest there might be more to come, though? In your opinion, do you think this is an isolated leak, or do you think this is...
I don't know. I mean, if this is a genuine leak from someone opposed to Trump, it might be the first step in a succession of documents being released. But
and it's illegal, isn't it, certainly in America, to release anybody's tax returns. But I think MSNBC are claiming public interest.
Well, it is public interest, and if we are to believe the MSNBC story, they were left into the mailbox of one of these journalists who is an expert on taxation and so on. And so for him, releasing them would not be necessarily illegal.
Yeah. Has it sort of fizzled out, shall we say, like a fat orange racist firework? Does now it just drop off the news agenda? Because there's nothing else to dig around in, because we don't have anywhere to go with it, do we?
No, but I mean, I think, to be honest, I think we have seen this quite a lot from the time of the campaign and in this first few weeks, or so they look like years in office of Trump. That the reliance on some shiny object to distract media attention while other issues are going on. I mean, in these very days, we still have the Russian scandals, which are unclear.
Yep.
We have the Republican health care bill, which is pretty bad, I would say, for all concerned.
Yes.
The situation in North Korea is becoming more and more problematic.
Yep.
But yeah. And so yet we got distracted by these.
Yeah, so it is part. I mean, and you're absolutely right when you say that, because many people have, and not least on this program, is that this whole, I don't know, governing by distraction.
Yeah.
Is something we've not really seen before. It's a Trump trait, isn't it?
Yeah, what I found quite disappointing to a large extent was the behavior of MSNBC itself in pumping up this story this much yesterday night, when actually wasn't that much of a story. My concern is not so much that MSNBC did something wrong, but that this might create some sort of Donald Trump scandal fatigue, and when something big comes up, then it will be pumped up by the media, and people will say, well, it will be another one of those stories we've had.
Yeah, sort of in a cried wolf scenario. Which brings us back to that point, though, doesn't it, about whether or not this is... I mean, some say that they're playing a very, very clever game in that they are leaking exactly what they want to leak to distract the news agenda. They know what they're doing. You know, I'm not saying Donald Trump personally put that in the mailbox of a reporter, but it sort of ties into this theory, doesn't it?
I mean, my only issue with this conspiracy and with many of the conspiracy theories is that they assume an extreme amount of competence and rationality of the actors at the center of them.
Yes.
And I'm generally skeptical of this extreme competence and extreme rationality, and I think I'm even more skeptical in the Trump administration and assigning them extreme competence and rationality, especially due to the past few months and their performance, to be honest.
Just final question, really. The alternative minimum tax that they have in America. Can you talk us through that just very quickly? Because that's something we don't have here, of course, and this was set up specifically to stop wealthy people getting through a tax loophole. So how does it work?
I mean, initially it was only for a few people, but now I think there are about 4 million people paying that tax.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump has campaigned quite hard, and he has released a tax plan in his campaign to abolish this tax. And, I mean, abolishing it would have meant that it would have paid an extremely, extremely tiny amount of taxes. It would have paid the same taxes of someone who was making less than $33,000 per year.
Yes.
So there is clearly a set of people, and these are the super rich, really, that would benefit a lot from a removal of this alternative minimum tax.
Okay. Listen, thank you for talking to us. Thank you for taking the time. We've run out of it, sadly. Dr. Luca Trenta, lecturer in US politics and international relations at Swansea University. They're talking us through the Trump tax leak. Your comments and reactions, of course, welcome on Trump. 87222.
Starting message with the word. That's already a 132. Starting message with anywhere do you like.
It's 1:32. In the next half an hour, we'll be going through the papers. It's the Diversity Paper Review. But right now, Tanya's here with the news headlines on Talk Radio at 1:32, as I say.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The Chancellor says he won't now be going ahead with the increase in national insurance contributions for the self-employed announced in last week's budget. Philip Hammond says the U-turn is because the measure wasn't in the spirit of commitments made in the Conservatives' 2015 election manifesto. Theresa May has told the Commons people working for themselves are still better off for several reasons.
Our increase in personal allowance means they now keep more of their earnings. They'll have access to both tax-free childcare and 30 hours of free childcare, just like employees. And now they have access to the new state pension worth over £1,800 more a year.
A Royal Marine who shot dead an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan has had his murder conviction downgraded to manslaughter with diminished responsibility. His wife says the decision better reflects the circumstances her husband was faced with. Conservative MP Richard Drax also campaigned for the reduction and gave his response outside the court.
The conditions these men and women are fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan are beyond our comprehension. Something had gone wrong, and today is a fantastic day. It really is, and I'm so happy for Alexander Blackman and his wife, who has been absolutely incredible.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murdering a woman from Ireland on a beach in Goa. Danielle McLaughlin, who was born in Glasgow but lived in County Donegal, is reported to have been naked when she was found. The Brexit Secretary has admitted no economic assessment has been made of the impact of not getting a Brexit deal. David Davis was questioned by MPs this morning. And scientists at Aston University in Birmingham say it is okay to eat things like toast and biscuits, which are dropped on the floor momentarily. But apparently the so-called five-second rule doesn't apply for softer foods. The weather will cloudy for the northwest with some patchy rain and drizzle, but dry with lots of warm sunshine elsewhere across the UK and the high 15 Celsius. There's more news in half an hour.
What if it's dog food?
That should be okay because it's sort of, well, it depends what dog food you get. If you get the hard, you know, the hard sort of ball type things, biscuit things, then it's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're talking that wet dog food with the jelly, you know, maybe not so
when
much.
Paul,
if you like to eat dog food, yeah.
Well,
like
didn't Paul Ross eat dog food?
He did, yeah.
This morning?
Yeah, yes. Because Tesco said it was okay or something.
Off Rachel Jewell.
I don't know about that.
It was, yeah, there's a video on the Facebook page.
Off Rachel Jewell.
Yeah, I think so. I think she smeared Rachel Jewell in dog food.
Right, okay.
And Paul Ross ate it off her. I don't think that's right.
I'll have to have a look at
that. Because Tesco said
that
it's fine to eat dog food as long as it's off Rachel Jewell.
Well, it's fine to eat. Well, this university.
Yes.
Was it Aston?
Aston, yeah.
The research, they said it was all right to eat wet food off a newsreader. It's perfectly safe to eat any wet food, like jelly.
Well, okay.
If Paul Ross was to eat food off you, Tanya, what food would you want that to be?
Can I come back to you on that
yep.
one?
Yeah, yeah.
If it's any kind of vegetables, it will tie in neatly. See how I seamlessly
yeah,
link.
Yeah, that's good.
That was genius.
Yeah, yeah.
That was genius.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Yeah.
No, they really don't. Thank you, though, because in an hour's time, vegetable news.
Yes, vegetable news.
It's bonus news. So yes. Within that bulletin, we need to know what food stuff. Or
all right, I'll have a think. I haven't started looking into vegetable news, I've got to be honest.
If the situation arose, and I'm not saying it will, yeah. If Poros was to eat off you, what yeah. food stuff would it be? Text us. Anyone can do this. Just join in, right? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
If Full Set Breakfast presenter on Talk Radio, Paul Ross, were to eat food off you, what food would you like it to be? That's a text. Yeah.
What would you like, John?
It's interesting that. I think I'd go... I think I'd want a full meal. I think asparagus.
A full set meal.
Well, a full set breakfast. I was going to say asparagus, but now you've said that, I'm gonna go for bacon and eggs.
Mm. Bacon and eggs.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Why did he eat dog food off the floor, by the way? Does anyone know?
It wasn't quite off the floor. It's
well, no, it was off Rachel Jewell, but
because Tesco dared him to.
Because of
and also it was sponsored by the Royal Navy.
I'm going to go and have a look at
this. Do they eat dog food?
Yeah, if you... No, I don't know.
It gets weirder and weirder, that show, doesn't it? Anyway, so...
like this one.
Yeah, fair point. Fair point. Well made, Tony. If you'd like to... What?
You're not going to ask me what food I'd like Paul Ross to eat off me?
No. Eat off you? He's going to...
Sushi.
What's he going to eat off you?
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Yeah, because not many people like broccoli.
I
so
love broccoli.
Chances are that Paul Ross doesn't like broccoli because I don't want him returning. So, good tactics.
Anyway, fine. So, let us know what food you'd like Paul Ross to eat off you. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the food you'd like to let Paul Ross eat
dear.
Off of you.
When's Victoria back?
Yep. Monday. So, in the next bit, diversity paper review. And, of course, we'll get through some headline hijacks in a moment.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You think 21st century politics is nasty, bloody and brutally a lightweight? Cast your mind back to the days of King Alfred the Great. The Vikings were knocking at the door. They were the threat from Europe then. And one man stood between us and enslavement. It's the Last Kingdom. He's the star. King of the Vikings fighting on our side on the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, from 6. Be there and bring your horned helmet.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What foodstuffs would you like Paul Ross to eat off your horned helmet? That's another question.
What?
That's what he just said. He was just talking about Viking hats.
Oh,
except
okay.
The thing is, he's wrong, because Vikings never wore horned helmets. That is a myth. There's no historical evidence for that. Vikings did not wear horned helmets.
Didn't they?
Not at all. It's a myth that Paul Ross... You think
started. He started that yeah. myth, didn't he?
Yeah. Anyway. Should we do some headline hijacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because coming up, there will be the news. It will be at 2 o'clock. It will be from Tanya. All of the big stories, of course. National insurance rise, scrapped, that kind of thing. John McDonnell has said the Chancellor's authority is shredded. Like wheat. Or marmalade. So, made up news stories. That's what we want, because one of them will be in the news at 2. And it is there to confuse the people not listening to this bit. The data indicate that this is lunchtime. People aren't necessarily listening to their radios at the moment. But they may well be back at 2 o'clock to do so. So they won't know that one of the news stories in that bulletin will be a lie. Here's what we've got so far. Cornelius, what have we got so far?
This is from Mark, who says, Aunt and Dec have been forced to apologise after they have been found out for hacking smart TVs for their Saturday night takeaway programme using the same software that MI5 and the CIA use. A popular feature in their show is where the duo surprise families by showing them on the television. Have you seen Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway?
No.
So what they do is, I think this is what Mark's referring to, they'll give away, at the moment they're giving away tickets to Disneyland.
Okay.
And they'll just give them away to random families, and the way they let them know
yeah.
is just by putting the families, like showing them, sitting in their living rooms, just bang on the screen, so yeah. they just appear on the screen.
Yeah.
So I wonder how that works. Well, Mark's suggestion, it's hacking of smart TVs.
Yeah, which would make entire sense.
Yeah, but that's surely illegal. But then I guess people won't mind if it's for a nice thing like going to Disneyland.
Yeah, but people do all sorts of things in front of their television. Imagine going live to The Nation if you know.
Why would you be doing that?
Maybe you're aroused by Ant and Dec.
Stephen Mulhern. Yeah, he's on it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. There's a rumour, actually.
Is there?
Yeah, so...
Is it broadcastable?
No, so I'll just start it.
Okay.
Right? I won't start the rumour, it's not my rumour. But this isn't new, right? Okay. Back in the day, Noel Edmonds used to do a programme on the BBC on Saturday evening.
Noel's House Party?
I think it was whatever he did before that.
Okay.
Noel
prepares for a house party.
Yeah.
He hoovers and stuff.
Yeah, he buys Twiglets.
Yeah.
And what they used to do exactly that, but with celebrities.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's a rumour about one celebrity who was caught.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll tell you who. Chloe, just take the mics down a minute, because I'll tell Cornelius who he is. Yeah, and they say that's what he was caught doing.
Sounds...
There's a film of that.
There's a film of it?
Yeah, because it was filmed.
Is it on YouTube?
No!
Oh,
it
I
was
guess
a backstage. So, and there was another incident with another celebrity in a dressing room where they went to a live, and she didn't realise that was what was going to happen. And apparently, she was
same thing.
Yes, hang on, I'll tell you who that was as well. If Chloe put the mic. Seriously, yeah, so
yeah, I bet she was.
Yeah, now I've told you, you believe it, don't you?
Yeah,
see. So it's not new what Ann and Dec are doing, but it is fraught with danger, is all I'm going to say. Anyway, your made-up news stories, please, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Both household names as well. And if you ever see me in the street, do stop me and I will tell you who they are. Right, okay, I can't broadcast it though, that's not right. Or legal. So, in the next bit, diversity paper review. We will go through the papers with our chosen diversity of today. His name is Matt. He's Jewish. He'll be along to go through them on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Gary, I came as quick as I could. What's the matter, Larry? All this week, the Sun have only gone and got the favourite pull-out for full-on Cheltenham coverage.
You horsing around?
No, and they've also got a new free tipping game with a share of 20 grand up for grabs.
We better trot on and get involved. Pick up the Sun for a full-on Chelter belter.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear...
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear...
...to apply for the marriage allowance tax break...
...to apply for the marriage allowance tax break...
...and save up to £220. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In March, we've got 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 25 pence each ex-vat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We'll begin with the main issue this afternoon, which is the problems on the M6 in Cheshire. The southbound carriageway remains closed at 18 from Middlewich after a multi-vehicle accident. It's an up and over diversion by the slips. There's delays on the northbound side as well because traffic was held for a time to allow air ambulance to attend. They've now gone. Best to avoid the A50 Holmes Chapel Road through Knutsford as an alternative to the M6. That's closed for emergency repairs. And elsewhere, Cumbria's A6 through Shap remains closed for accident investigation work following the problems near Huxbridge. I'm Jarena Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. In a moment, the Diversity Paper Review. First of all, don't forget to let us know what foodstuff you'd like Paul Ross to eat off you. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the foodstuff you'd like Paul Ross to eat off you.
Self-Pithy's been on. Not necessarily, I think, slight confusion here, but he's just written this sentence. A small army of jelly babies clambering over an effigy of Paul Ross's face made out of ham. Thank you very much for that. Now, I've been looking at the news. We'll do so in a minute in the papers, of course, but there is much in the news about the misspending during the election campaign. A lot of investigations going on into that. We learn from the Commons today, the national insurance rise that Philip Hammond said was coming for self-employed people has been scrapped fewer than a week after it was first announced, of course, which John McDonnell saying, of course, Shadow Secretary, that it totally undermines Philip Hammond. Philip Hammond has yet to make a statement, but he's going to be doing that this afternoon as well. We know of the soldier who has had the murder conviction overturned and now dropped to manslaughter. We find out what the implications that has for his sentencing. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. Many people can't, and that's why we're here for you, to lead you through it in a simple fashion. We do that by taking the news and subjecting it to the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the obvious thing to do, really. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Bosses can now ban scarves and crosses. Bad news for holy snowmen.
Bad news. In haikus. Okay, time for the Diversity Paper Review. It is, of course, like it. Any other paper review, because it's a review of the papers. However, Az has one big twist. And that is that it's the most diverse feature in broadcasting. Diversity paper review, a different diversity each day reviewing the papers. Today we welcome back Matt, whose diversity is that he is...
I'm Jewish.
Yes, you are. And what have you seen in the papers, Matt?
So many things in the papers.
So many.
A plethora of stories to get involved in.
Yes.
They're the papers.
Thank you. Where are you starting?
Well, this is a story that's been in quite a few of the papers, and The Guardian have actually now got an update on that, is that there was this big sign that said, "Beware of the Jew" in Stamford Hill, which is predominantly a Hasidic Jewish area.
In London.
In
yeah,
London.
Yeah.
However,
yes,
people were saying it was all anti-Semitic, and of course it is.
There was an outcry. I mean, this was the front page of the BBC website this morning as well. Mm. Of course, as they say, a lot of papers going with it. So describe the sign for us, first of all.
So it was a triangular sign,
yes,
and it had a red warning triangle around it,
yep,
and inside was kind of the black silhouette of a Hasidic Jewish gentleman.
Yes.
Which is obviously not the best sort of sign that you want to see in this country.
Yes.
However,
yes,
it turns out that it was actually a series of signs put up by an artist in that area of London.
Right.
Because apparently that's art.
Okay.
I would say it's distasteful art, and I would say it's inappropriate. Probably not best to do that sort of art, but...
It is art.
Supposedly, yes.
Right. And The Guardian, then, like art...
Yes.
And are also... would come down in a very left-wing view of this.
Yeah.
This has clashed two of their worlds together.
Yes, exactly.
What do they make of it, do we know?
Well, they've just kind of given the facts out there. There's not too many opinion pieces at the moment.
Right.
But there was another sign of an elderly lady pulling a trolley.
Beware of them.
There was possibly an obese person as well.
Yes.
Beware of them.
Yes.
So it's a series of...
That one is fair.
Yeah. Well, they could knock you off the side of the... walking pathway. So yeah, so it's a series of artwork.
Okay, I mean, how controversial is the art he's gone with? Do we know? I mean, because he could have gone. Mm. I mean, he's. I mean, the Jewish thing. You're right.
I think that's the most controversial.
Right, because he could have gone. You know, really offensive.
He could have.
If he had any
many
balls
religions.
At all.
Yeah. Well, maybe he sees himself or herself as a modern day Banksy.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he's got any other art.
Well, it has become a talking point, which I guess is the point.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's interesting that our stories move on like that, because you're right, when it was seen, everyone thought, offensive thing, who's done it? And it turns out, art project.
Exactly.
But that opens up an entire different debate, doesn't it?
Exactly. What is art?
What is art,
And
Matt?
That's not a conversation we should have, because we know nothing about art.
Well, you say that, but I did do art.
Did you?
Yes.
In what capacity?
At college.
I did art at school.
No, I did. I did beyond school. I did it at A level. Level.
Wow.
BTEC.
What did you make?
Level
or paint?
Nudes.
You just wanted to see your first naked lady.
Yeah,
that was what
I
it
did
was about.
Photography. I did all the art.
Of course, you did.
I did all the art, so I know about art.
Mm.
So I don't pretend I don't.
Clearly. Ever the academic.
That's me. I know about art.
Mm. Yeah. Well, was that art?
I went to Monet's house once.
Did you?
Yep.
I went to Immanuel Kant's house once and did...
philosophy.
So...
Right. Anyway, so... I was going to ask you something, actually. Because on Monday night...
Yes.
Right. Monday night, you attended an event. I've slightly gone off the pay-per-view for a moment.
That's fine.
You attended an event that I was performing at.
Answering questions.
Performing. And it was a question and answer. Yeah, fine. With our very esteemed colleague Yasmin Khan from around here on a Friday.
Yes.
Okay. You came along. That was very nice. It was a nice room, wasn't it?
I was there to support Yasmin.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was a lovely room. It was.
And just Yasmin then. Right, fine. But what was curious about it was when I saw you there, two things were curious. One, you were with a girl, which I wouldn't have expected. Two, your trousers...
Who was taller than you?
Only just. Yeah, your trousers were rolled up... to your knee.
One trouser leg.
You're like a sort of Freemason.
Well, there were two choices here. One, to claim I was a hipster.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, I'm not.
No, it's true.
I'm as mainstream as they come.
Yeah.
The second option is just to be honest and say, I went to itch the back of my right leg.
Yes.
Okay. But it was quite an itchy itch. And so to itch it through my trousers...
Yes.
Didn't really satisfy the itch.
Right.
So I had to roll up my right trouser leg.
Yeah, this is all you're sitting in the audience.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
However, it turns out that I have quite nice calves.
Quite nice calves?
They're rounded and they're quite large and...
They're fat calves, aren't they?
They're not.
Okay.
I'm training for the marathon, so they've got quite big, I think. And what then happened was I couldn't then roll my trouser leg back down.
So, what was amusing to everybody was that he was just walking around with one trouser leg rolled up to the knee, having to sort of explain himself to everybody who was looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
You could have styled it out as hipster. It wouldn't have required explanation, but I like the way you went for the honesty version.
Honesty is always the best policy. I then had to go to the toilet and kind of take off my trousers in a weird way, and had to take my shoes off, and the toilets...
Oh, that wasn't a good floor.
Well, no, it was quite slippery.
It was soaking wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you trod in urine?
I stood on my shoes.
This is a picture that you are painting, which is excellent. And they were. I mean, it looked ludicrous.
But I often do look ludicrous.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I don't mind.
Yeah.
And there were lots of artistic people there.
There were.
Who probably thought I was putting up some sort of artistic protest.
Yeah. At least you didn't put up a sign saying no Jews.
Exactly. Or beware of them. Just beware of the man with one trouser leg rolled up. Was more of the look I was going
prepare
for.
Prepare the one trouser-legged Jew.
Exactly.
Here he comes. It's Matt.
And actually, side note, this happened in the office yesterday as well.
Well, the same thing?
Yeah, exactly the same thing. But I discreetly went to the toilet.
Took your shoes off.
Took my shoes off.
Took your trousers off.
Yes. And was able to...
get some wider trousers.
I should.
Yeah. Well, it was nice to meet your lady friend, though.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, Liana.
Liana.
Liana, nice. I've met her as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Way out of Matt's league.
Yeah, way absolutely. Yeah. And she works with a friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah, so I know, I've known her longer than Matt has.
Oh.
I don't think you have.
Well, anecdotally, I've right. known
Liana. I met her 6 years ago.
Right.
Okay, well...
anyway, it was nice to meet her.
Yeah, she's a big fan of Cornelius's.
Is she?
She is, yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
No, it's not. Well, that's not what you told me, is it?
Can't remember what I told
you. You said... You said...
What did I tell you?
You said that she said I was funny and good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she likes me a lot.
Mm.
I'm
going to give her a copy of your book...
Yes.
...to look at.
And she will soon change her mind.
Exactly.
A portrait of an idiot as a young man out now. Oh, look, we've really run out of time. Quickly, what's in the papers?
Painkillers in health alert. Don't take painkillers, otherwise you might increase your risk of heart attack by 50%.
Or any painkillers?
Any. Ibuprofen, paracetamol. Front page of the Express. Take it with a pinch of paracetamol.
Yeah.
Words that we used to say that we don't say anymore. Croquet, boxer, cassette, Avon, perbed and tarah. Apparently, we say more Twitter, email, internet, and texted, and Facebook.
What were those? Avon, yes. Avon.
People at Stratford will hate that.
They will.
Golly.
Yeah, well.
Cobbler.
That's offensive.
Cobbler.
Yeah. Cobbler.
Yeah.
Beef cobbler.
Apple cobbler.
Yeah.
Cobbler for the shoes.
Yeah.
Crossword. Apparently, I don't say that anymore.
What?
Or.
Bumholes. That's a crossword.
Or what's her name?
What's her name?
Yeah. I don't say what's her name anymore. I just go thingy. But we do say 24 a lot more.
What, because of the TV series?
Just, that's how old everyone is now, I don't know. Page 9 of the Mail, that is.
That is true, I am that old.
Well done, Mail, that was great news.
And Prince William has been caught dad dancing. He's been on holiday. Lads only holiday.
Yeah.
Dad dancing.
But there's a model there as well.
Yeah, I don't understand
who
why.
Presumably isn't a lad.
Yeah, and there's just a quote of, well, it's not a quote, there's a speech bubble coming out of Kate going, "You right, Royal Plonker."
Well done. All right, so that's the papers for you. Thank you very much indeed, Matt. Mm. Do let us know if you've got an itch. We could probably find someone to scratch it for you.
Would you be willing to?
I'm not doing
get
that.
Get the intern to do that.
That's fine. That's their job. That's Matt. He had the papers. It was the diversity paper review. Well, mostly sort of bookended there. Bookending it just sort of an anecdote about his weird Freemason trouser scratching. Matt, remind us of your diversity, if you would.
I'm Jewish.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. More diversity paper reviewing tomorrow, of course. And speaking of crosswords, as we were just, next is your chance to tell us your trigger word. Now, if you are one of those people who maybe, and more likely, is not a millennial, then the chances are you're offended by innocuous things these days. I don't know, food, hats, that sort of nonsense. And you're offended by it, and you need a trigger word. I've got to go to my safe space, boo-hoo. Anyway, worry no more, because we, on a daily basis, provide you with a safe space. The Snowflake Safe Space. We have it after 2 o'clock. If you are angry or offended by anything at all, get in touch with us, come on the radio, and tell us exactly why, and we will help you through that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And so, we arrive at almost 2 o'clock, where the news lives. And the news at 2 o'clock, round these parts, contains a made-up news lie to confuse those not listening to this bit. Of course it does, you know that, you're a regular listener. Headline hijack is what we call it. Fake news writ large. Somebody has got their made-up news story in there. Thank you very much for sending them in. What is the name of today's victor?
It's Nigel.
Ah. Where's Nigel from?
Crystal Palace.
Nigel in Crystal Palace. Congratulations, Tanya will say you're rubbish. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You come to rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife. Butch.
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online. And I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds, making people smile for 60 years.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It is just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Here's Tony with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour demand apology after budget U-turn, plus marine murder conviction reduced to manslaughter, and Trump responds to Snoop Dogg's video attack.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Labour claims it's forced the government into a humiliating reversal on its plans to increase national insurance for some self-employed people. The Chancellor's dropped the proposals announced in last week's budget. He's admitted it would have breached a 2015 Tory manifesto promise not to raise the tax. Labour's Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell has described it as an absolute blunder.
I'm glad he's reversing it, but now there's a budget gap of £2 billion and that money was supposed to go to social care. And to be frank, last week, if the Chancellor had spent more time looking at these measures in detail than writing the jokes for his speech, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Campaigners have welcomed the downgrading of a conviction against a former Royal Marine who killed a Taliban fighter. Sergeant Alexander Blackman was jailed for life for murder in 2013, but this has now been reduced to manslaughter by diminished responsibility. The Prime Minister says the MOD will continue to provide support to his family.
Our Royal Marines have a worldwide reputation as one of the world's elite fighting forces. They make an incredible contribution to our country, and we should pay tribute to them all for that.
Police in Goa say they've arrested a 23-year-old man on suspicion of murder after an Irish woman was found dead near a beach there. Danielle McLaughlin, who was born in Glasgow but lived in County Donegal, is reported to have been naked when she was found by officers. President Trump has hit out at rapper Snoop Dogg's latest video, in which he fires a toy gun at a Donald Trump character whose face is painted like a clown. He's tweeted to say he believes the musician would have been jailed if he'd aimed and fired the gun at President Obama. Earlier, the Secret Service confirmed they were aware of the video, but say they don't comment on protective operations. And it's claimed it's okay to eat food which has been dropped on the floor under the 5-second rule. Research shows it's unlikely to pick up harmful amounts of bacteria, although it's not risk-free.
And we are asking, of course, this afternoon, what food would you like Paul Ross to drop on you and eat off you? We've established that I would happily let him eat a breakfast off me. Cornelius has gone for broccoli. We still don't know what Tanya's going to let Paul Ross eat off her, but we will find out in around an hour and a half's time when we bring you bonus vegetable news this afternoon. But you can let us know what food stuff you'd like Paul Ross to eat off you. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Weather is it now?
Yes, please.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, it's cloudy for the northwest today, with some patchy rain and drizzle, but dry with plenty of lovely warm sunshine elsewhere across the UK.
Plenty of sunshine.
And the high, it's 15 Celsius today.
15?
It's not bad.
15. It all goes wrong tomorrow, doesn't it? Is that right?
Possibly, probably. Mm.
So, in terms of that Donald Trump story as well, of course, this is the Snoopy Dog Dog.
Snoopy Dog Dog,
right,
yeah.
So he said that if he... What was the quote you had there?
Well, basically, President Trump is suggesting that if Snoop Dogg had done this to President Obama, then Snoop Dogg would have faced jail.
Yeah, but what
he said... Well, he just basically said, he's tweeted to say he believes the musician would have been jailed if he'd aimed and fired the gun at President Obama.
Well, that is true. That's basically, if he'd aimed and fired a gun at President Obama, then yes, he probably would have been jailed. But it's a model. It's a puppet thing.
Well, it's a
clowny.
Yeah, it's he's dressed as. Looks like President Trump, and he's got a face painted as a clown.
But,
and it's...
but obviously Donald Trump is an idiot, because, yes, he's right, because if he pointed it at President Obama...
Right.
Yes, but if he pointed it at a puppet of President Obama, like he did with Donald Trump, he wouldn't be in jail, because it's not a crime, because it's a pretend music video. The stupid orange idiot.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Ben's here now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola insists his side won't be sitting back as they try to reach the quarterfinals of the Champions League this evening. They go into the second leg of their last 16 tie with Monaco, leading 5-3 from the first match in Manchester. City defender Bakary Sagna says he'd like to show they've improved defensively since then.
Everyone is defending a bit more, everyone is communicating a bit more, and we kept 6 clean sheets, and we want to keep a clean sheet. And it's like a challenge.
Monaco Man City is live and in full over on Talk Sport this evening. England could play New Zealand this autumn after the Rugby Football Union confirmed it's exploring the possibility. That's 12 months earlier than the world champions and top-ranked side next due to face Eddie Jones's team. Finally to Cheltenham and day two of the festival. 14-1 shot Willoughby Court took the novices' hurdle, beating the favourite Neon Wolf in a photo finish. This afternoon's feature race is the Queen Mother Championship. Chase Devan is the long odds on favourite. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a survey has revealed that 1 in 4 people in the UK account for up to a quarter of the British population. The survey, which has been deemed as largely a waste of time, has confirmed theories put forward by mathematicians all over the world for a large number of years.
Thank you very much indeed. Tani there with the news. She'll be back, of course, with it as the afternoon wears along. And Ben will also be here with his pre-recorded sport. And next, we are going to meet somebody who has come to us for sanctuary in our snowflake safe space.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, welcome along if you are just joining us. Yes, it is Talk Radio. You've missed the first hour. Now, on the programme today, there will be a game of Dead or Alive later. Dead or Alive. If you'd like to have a go on that game, register that interest now. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. There's also the big debate at 3. Work experience punditry today comes from Dominique. Who's our new work experience. And will bring us a roundup of hipster nonsense. It's hipster nonsense. And as previously indicated, momentarily we will be indulging ourselves in a safe space, a snowflake safe space.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
Now, Prince William has been spotted.
Spotted?
Dad dancing. It's over all the papers, of course, today. Throne idol, I believe, the Sun have gone with for Prince William, has apparently only carried out 13 royal duties as opposed to the, and I quote, poorly Queen's 24 royal duties. So they've called him Throne Idol. But he has been filmed dad dancing at a lad's party with a model, a series of the models. The royals and the models again. Here we go again. Anyway, he's been spotted. So we are asking this afternoon, what and who have you spotted in the celebrity world? And what were they up to? It's a little bit like that sort of 3 a.m. thing they do in the tabloid, you know, where it goes, oh, spotted, celebrity spotted. Doing a thing. That. Anyway, so really, users, we'll collate this. So what celebrity have you seen doing what? Spotted.
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 What have you got, Cornelius?
Spotted. Ed Sheeran spotted. On every possible media outlet in the world ever, except Talk Radio, we're too small. Sometimes accompanied by Stormzy.
Spotted.
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 Spotted. Ainsley.
Spotted.
Ainsley Harriet.
Yes.
Deliberately driving backwards and forwards over swans outside a factory. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted. Spotted. So spotted. If you've spotted someone.
Spotted.
A celebrity, then we want to know what they're up to. Keep your eye on them. Tell us what they've been doing. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Spotted.
Spotted.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
what word could you use? John, here's one that's just come in. Spotted.
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 Spotted. Spotted. Joey Essex. Spotted.
Spotted.
In Essex, putting headscarves on crosses in churches. In direct contravention of this week's European Court of Justice ruling about religious symbols. He's put headscarves on crosses.
Really?
Making them double religious.
Wow.
And he's been spotted.
Spotted?
Doing it. If you've spotted a celebrity,
spotted,
then we do want to know, as I say. Right, okay, now, over the past couple of days, what we've been doing is helping people that are angry. Angry and offended. Anger and offence. It's all the rage, isn't it? The millennials, universities, the country over just go, oh no, the home of free speech, but don't talk free speech at me. Oh, I'm offended. Oh, trigger word. Oh, safe space. Oh, dear. Oh, I've gone gender fluid. Oh, you know, all of that stuff. But we are here to help, because if you're offended by anything at all, or angry about anything at all, then, my dear snowflake, this is your safe space. Come on in, tell us your trigger word, we'll help you through it. Stu's on the phone. Hello, Stu.
Hi there.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Are you a millennial, Stu?
I am, yeah.
Oh, are you? Well, that gives you the right, and this is important, that gives you the right to be as angry about anything as you want to be. Stu, doesn't it?
Good.
You can
I'm
be
angry.
Anger fluid. Anything that you want to be angry about. Give us your trigger word, Stu.
Contemporary art.
Oh! Safe space alert. Contemporary
art.
It
really grinds my gears.
What? Tell us what it is about contemporary art that so offends your sensitive little self.
I don't know. I think I just don't get it at all. Right. I went to this one exhibition, and there was literally a shovel glued to a wall, and there was like 10, 15 people stood around marvelling at this shovel, and I was like, it's a shovel on a wall. Why are people going so crazy about it?
They weren't marvelling at it. They were tool-shaming it. That's what they were doing, Stu.
Yeah.
And that's objectionable, isn't it? Because that shovel, much as you don't like it, that shovel has every right to be glued to a wall, doesn't it? Yeah?
I guess so. I mean, I've seen a photo of a woman who dropped a glove in a contemporary art exhibition, and there's people stood around it taking photos because they think it's an exhibition.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's every woman's right to drop a glove if she wants to. And not necessarily just a woman. It's every man's right to drop a glove. Or how do you identify, Stu? Do you identify as a man or a woman?
Male.
And that's your right to do that, right? But what I'm saying is, it's your right to also drop a glove, and if you'd identified as a woman, you could also drop a glove. Or if you'd identified as a transgender, you could also drop a glove. And it could be a man or a woman's glove as well. It's, the whole thing is fine. All of it is fine and fluid, is what I'm saying, Stu. Stu, this is a true story. I once went to on a school trip to an art gallery, as is my right, and I and my friend Andy, who identified as a boy, we got my sandwiches, which I had a right to take, right, and a hairbrush that we borrowed from a girl in our class who identified as a girl. And we put the sandwich box and the hairbrush on one of those benches you get in the corner that people sit on to admire the contemporary art. And then we stood back from it and admired it ourselves until a crowd formed, Stu.
Wow.
A crowd for and admired it with us. And then a sizable crowd had formed to admire the hairbrush sandwich box art installation, we picked both of them up and walked away with them. So
that is beautiful.
Yeah, so that's my advice. My advice to you to immerse yourself in the world of contemporary art is to perhaps do that.
That's a really good idea.
Take something with you next time you go and put it somewhere. Stand and admire it. Get a crowd of people in.
And just
enjoy. Immerse yourself, okay? Immerse yourself. There's no need to get microaggressive about it, is there?
Okay.
So
okay.
You know, I think you should. It's not cultural appropriation of art either, is it? It's just art.
Uh-huh.
What university are you at, Stu? I'm just guessing.
I'm at Cardiff.
What you are? And what's the tolerance levels like at Cardiff at the moment?
I'd say pretty tolerant. I'd say. Yeah. Yeah, like 85% tolerant.
Okay, and what do you study there?
I study zoology.
Zoology.
Mm.
Uh huh. That is interesting, actually, isn't it? Now, because animals do have a right to be identified as animals, don't they? Mm.
They do.
Is that what they teach you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, what do you make of? That's a good question for a zoologist. What do you make of animals?
I think they're pretty cool. Like, I think they're pretty cool things.
Yeah. What's your favourite animal?
Probably, like, orangutans.
Right.
Monkeys.
But not at the expense of not liking other animals equally, of course.
No.
Let's be very clear about that.
Of course, yeah. All animals are the same.
In equality terms, they are. But I don't think we can identify them as the same because every animal is an individual, isn't it?
Yes, unique.
Okay, be careful you don't offend any animals by saying that, though.
Well, that's the problem we're having, right? And the moment you say trigger word near an animal, it sort of assumes Harambe.
Because
of the trigger. The word trigger is the trigger word for many animals.
Harambe.
Yeah.
It's like walking on eggshells every time I'm in lectures. It's hard.
Yes, but...
That's offensive to chickens.
It is offensive to chickens. Stu, you've got to be careful.
There you go.
Because now you've killed their babies, haven't you? And that's not... It's not right. You've got to be careful, Stu. That's all I'm saying to you. You've got to be careful. We thank you for calling in. Right?
No worries.
And you're very welcome to our Snowflake Safe Space. And I hope we've helped you through it. But you be careful, Stu. Right?
Yeah,
you might think you're looking at orangutan, but that orangutan might want to identify as a dog. You don't know, do you? So just
make sure
you ask first. It's good to have all of the scenarios in front of you. Check your white animal privilege at the door, Stu. Okay?
Yeah.
And by white animal, I mean polar bears, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Stu, thank you very much for calling in. That's the Snowflake Safe Space. It's starting to work. So if you are offended or made angry by anything innocuous at all, like a snowflake would be, then we want to hear from you. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And I know polar bears aren't white. It's just a translucent...
White privilege.
...thing. It's a
translucent privilege.
From the snow. That's what I was going to say. It's a reflection of the white surroundings that the mega polar bear look white. It's a trick of the light, actually. So I'm sorry if I've actually offended any Arctic creatures while I'm saying that, so I apologise there. But you know, at least they, you know, like snowflakes, don't they? Polar bears, because they live in the snow. Right, so it's Talk Radio in the afternoon, still to come on the programme. Then, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry after 2:30. And next, moose. See how I seamlessly link from animals like a polar bear to a moose. But in this case, Moose is a man from Talk Sport, our sister station. It's the Cheltenham Festival, of course. He'll be here with his horse tips next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
And as they approach the finish in the 10-bet classic, it's stick a pin in the paper, followed by Pundit's Choice, and study the full guide. Oh, Tip from Your Mate pushes from the outside. It's neck and neck, but Tip from Your Mate wins.
However you choose your horse, everyone can enjoy the excitement of this week's Cheltenham Festival at 10bet.co.uk with a matched first deposit bonus of up to £100. When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit, £25. Deposit must be stakes in full to qualify. Maximum bet contribution, 50%. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and knackers only. Please bet responsibly.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit and 0% APR representative on the Jazz EX at your local dealership until the 31st of March. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds. Making people smile for 60 years.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still severe delays for both sides of the M6 in Cheshire, with the southbound carriageway remaining closed at junction 18 from Middlewich after a multi-vehicle accident. A diversion is by the slip, so an up and over diversion. Stationary on the southbound side, crawling on the north. Northbound traffic will stop briefly so where ambulance could land. Don't use the A50 Holmes Chapel Road through Knutsford as an alternative. That's closed for some emergency repair works. And there's congestion in and out of Cardiff through Canton on the A48 Western Avenue as roadworks continue around the Ely Bridge roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You think 21st century politics is nasty, bloody and brutally a lightweight? Cast your mind back to the days of King Alfred the Great. The Vikings were knocking at the door, they were the threat from Europe then, and one man stood between us and enslavement. It's the Last Kingdom, he's the star, King of the Vikings fighting on our side on the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, from 6. Be there and bring your horned helmet.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. A lot of your reactions, of course, coming in. We are a Talk Radio station. As you'd expect, it is home to reactions. If you've got a reaction, then react it here. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, the thing is, we're working in trampoline parks. Is it very much has its ups and downs. That's coming from B.A. Dumtish. John, you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You have more rabbit than Saint Sainsbury's, it's time you got it off your chest. That's coming from a number of people, Chaz and also Dave.
Thank you, Chaz and Dave. Do keep those coming in. Now, we also asked you earlier, of course, apropos of not much really, what foodstuff you'd like Full Set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross to eat off you. A lot of people getting in touch regarding that. Hi, gang, says Trevor in Upper Twixton. I would like Paul Ross, out of offer of Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast, to use my torso as a plate while he devours a nice big traditional Lancastrian black pudding and washes it down with a bloody big jug of beef-flavoured Bisto. Please, could you make my dream a reality? I am depressed. Thanks, John. That's from Trevor in Upper Twixton.
Sorry, I wasn't laughing at that.
You were. Hi, John and company. I would like Paul Ross to slobber a whole load of Nutella off... Oh. I'm not reading the rest of that one out. I should have known when I saw that it had come in from someone on Twitter called Pervy Pete. Anyway, what food stuff would you like Paul Ross to eat off you? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's on radio on Twitter.
Start your message ready.
Any word you like. Now, we promised you horse tips. It's the Cheltenham Festival, of course. Day two, I believe. A lovely sunny day there today.
Yeah, we're watching it on the telly.
The telly's on in here. The Queen's Mother Race. The Queen Mother's Race is on today, which is odd because she died years ago. I don't know why she still needs a race. But anyway, there's a lot of people getting very involved in it. It's very popular, of course. And all this week on our sister station, TalkSport, the sports breakfast show with Alan Brazil. And also the afternoon show with Hawksby and Jacobs are coming live from the Cheltenham Festival, where they'll be up to date, of course, with all the action from the side of the track. Here on Talk Radio, we are getting in on the action as well. Every day this week, Talk Sport's premier sports reader, Ian Abrams, best known as Moose, will be here to give us his top horse tips. So now it's time for today's edition of Moose's Horse Tip of the Day.
It's Moose's Horse Tip of the Day, brought to you in association with Geldings Welding for all your glue needs.
Hi everyone, it's Moose, out of, off of Talk Sport, and I'm here to give my daily horse tips during the Cheltenham National Hunt Festival. Today's tips are all about care for your horse. You need to muck out the stable daily. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Do make sure the place you dump the droppings can't be smelt from the barn or stable area. If your horse is stabled, you'll need to groom them daily and maintain their healthy coat. Simply disentangle their mane and tail and gently pick out any burrs that may have formed. I find that curry comb and antifungal shampoo is best. And then I wash my hair after. Don't forget to exercise your horse every day. If you can't do it, organise somebody else to take them for a walk. You wouldn't like to be cooped up in a stable all day now, would you? That's all for my horse tips for today. Have a good afternoon.
And he'll be back tomorrow with more horse tips this Cheltenham Racing Week. Moose tips with horse.
Nope.
Horse tips with Moose.
Yep.
Right, it's 27 minutes past. That means that the news will be here in 3 or so minutes' time. But before that, well, there's anniversary news afoot. Cornelius.
Hi.
Hi there. Now, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but Talk Radio is nearly 1 year old.
Yes, that's correct.
What date is it 1 year old?
Next Thursday.
Next
the
Thursday.
23rd.
Are there big celebrations planned around here?
No, we've been asked not really to mention it.
Okay. So, let's celebrate a different anniversary, which is what?
It's my work anniversary.
What's that mean?
Well, I didn't know, but basically, obviously, before the station started,
yeah,
we worked here for it's about 3 weeks.
Doing what?
Well, nothing.
Fine, good.
Getting paid.
Okay.
So I've had a work anniversary, which the only reason I know this is because LinkedIn had told me. And it's not LinkedIn who told me, it's people congratulating me on LinkedIn. Just because when it comes up, it says, you've had a work anniversary.
Yeah.
Would you like to wish this person a happy work anniversary?
Right.
And you can just press yes, and it will send a message saying, congrats on your work anniversary.
Does anyone use LinkedIn?
Well, some people do. These people I don't know, but I have accepted just in case there's any jobs going out there.
Yeah.
And I got a couple messages from people on LinkedIn,
right,
saying congrats on your work
on
anniversary.
Your workversary.
Yeah, and as you can imagine, I did reply to them.
Yes, I've seen the trail. the message trail. And I think you were kind to do so. Because the do we know the name of the man?
Well, yes. Well, what due to it being a private message, we have to give them an alias.
Right.
And we've also had to change where this person works.
Okay.
So I've printed out the... So do you want to play the person?
You've written the name as an alias.
Yeah, an alias.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just read out this as a go. So, okay, I'm congrats on your work anniversary.
Thanks very much, Anne. How is the Kentish People's Advice World treating you? That's my reply.
Yeah, and that's a fictional place, but
it's.
Okay. And then there was a reply. So you wrote that.
I replied to him.
Just because you're thinking, well, I'll just reply to this. I don't know what it's for. Right, fine. And then an alias. Went, hey Cornelius, all going well, thank you. Although we are dealing with 35,000 issues a year here in Kent, ! Everything else okay, apart from chairing 11 other charities and being an elected councillor, an unspecified council, lol. All good with you, best wishes, Anne.
Hi Anne. Wow, 35,000 issues a year, sounds like you're being kept busy there. And with the charities on top of that, and as well as being a councillor on an unspecified council, how do you find the time to relax?
I love that you were inquiring into their life.
Yeah, I'm so interested. All is good with me, thank you. I'm currently doing very well as an assistant producer and sidekick on the most popular show on the 36th most popular national radio station out of a possible 42 now, so very much at the peak of my career. Warmest regards, Cornelius. And then he replied.
How long did you?
She.
An
alias.
Yes, replied. Yes. Well, how long was the gap? Instant?
Fairly within the hour.
Wow. Hey! 36 out of 42 isn't bad, 3! Imagine me as an unspecified party councillor in an unspecified council. I'm assuming these are specified in the actual.
Yeah, I've had to unspecify them. Yeah.
Relax! 3! What's that? 2!
And
I agree I'm doing far too much and need help. You offering... Want to be a trustee of my charity? Lol.
So I've been...
That's from Anne.
I've been offered to be a trustee of one of his 11 charities. Charities?
Yeah.
So what should I don't know what to reply.
Then yes.
I don't want to be a trustee of a charity.
Then right,
I don't know what that is.
Dear Anne, thank you for your kind offer. No, thank you. Never contact me again. Love, Cornelius.
Oh, don't want to be mean to him. He's very... clearly a very nice man.
Lady. Anyway, we'll keep you abreast. Men have breasts as well.
Any suggestions on what I should reply to... Anne.
Then do let us know how Cornelius can keep this conversation up with his new friend that he's found on LinkedIn. Most people go on Facebook, you know, social media to meet people, you know, dating apps, that sort of thing. But no, Cornelius has got a burgeoning relationship on LinkedIn. 8722.
Start your message with a word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Next, we will meet our work experience pundit. She's new to us in a work experience capacity. She's called Dominique. She's going to be here to go through the hipster nonsense. But before that, 2:30, just gone 2:30, here's Tanya with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The Chancellor says criticism from the public and his own party has made him change his mind about a key part of last week's budget.
I have decided not to proceed with the Class 4 NICS measures set out in the budget. There will be no increases in national insurance contribution rates in this Parliament.
Philip Hammond's admitted the measure breaches a Tory manifesto promise. Labour says the U-turn is shocking and humiliating and is asking how the government will fill the £2 billion gap it leaves in the country's finances. A former Royal Marine who shot and injured Taliban insurgents has had his murder conviction downgraded to manslaughter. Sergeant Alexander Blackman killed the fighter who was severely injured in Helmand province in 2011. The incident was captured on helmet camera. Sergeant Blackman's wife Claire has paid tributes to campaigners who've backed his cause.
We must also thank the tens of thousands of supporters, especially from the Royal Marines family, who have stood behind us throughout and who have played such an important role in getting us to this point.
His life sentence is expected to be reviewed next week. A man has confessed to killing a 28-year-old woman from Ireland who was found dead on a beach in Goa. Police have told Sky News the suspect has admitted killing Danielle McLaughlin but denies sexually assaulting her.
More than 1,100 jobs are at risk at Jones Bootmaker, which is looking for a buyer. Its owner has filed a notice to appoint administrators. And Donald Trump's reacted to the Snoop Dogg video, which shows the rapper firing a gun at a character dressed as the US president. He's tweeted to say he believes Snoop would be jailed if he'd aimed and fired the gun at President Obama. The weather will cloudy for the northwest with some patchy rain and drizzle, but dry with plenty of warm sunshine elsewhere across the UK and the high 15 Celsius.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you so, so much.
You are so, so welcome.
In an hour's time, Tanya will be here with today's bonus news. It's vegetable news.
It is vegetable news.
Now, have you begun your extensive research into the world of what's happening currently breaking news in the world of vegetables?
Yes, I have. But I would like to just thank Cass, the producer, for all her help. She's been very helpful.
Well, that's very much. That's a first.
I would like to tease you with a cucumber.
Would you, Tanya?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what you're getting.
Okay, fine. Right, so I have been teased with a cucumber by Tanya, and in an hour's time you can hear very much the climax of that tease as we dive into vegetable news proper. It's to make the time up, because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so we have to make the time up, of course, to... they get... Tanya gets paid the same, right? Yeah. So it's not fair. She doesn't do as much work. That's what it's there for. So thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome. But I don't want to eat it off you.
No. Well, we're keeping that going, of course. If you want to eat something off Paul Ross, then we do want to know about that. What foodstuff would you like? Oh, no, it's the other way around, isn't it? What foodstuff would you like, would Paul Ross to eat off you? 8722 for that starting message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter, starting message with any word that you like. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. We also want to take from you, of course, people you may well have spotted out and about. Prince William has been spotted.
Spotted?
Dad dancing. There's a video of it, of course. The Sun have taken to calling him Throne Idol today. They say he's only done 13 royal jobs as opposed to the Queen, the poorly Queen's 24, which makes him a lazy royal. That's what they say. And now the latest in these inevitable royal stories is that Prince William has been dancing, he's been filmed dancing, dad dancing.
Dad dancing.
At on a lad's weekend or something.
Dads.
With a model or so, I don't know. So, who have you spotted doing what?
Well,
that's what we want to hear from you. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Oh, this is from Sean, who says that he spotted Horatio Nelson in Trafalgar Square being one of those human statue street performers.
I've seen that as well.
Yeah, he's always there.
Always there. And the stupid thing is, right, he's too high up to get the money.
you have to proper lob a coin up there.
He's got a hat.
Dangerous.
It is dangerous. He's got a hat. But it's on his head.
Yeah, he's wearing the hat.
Where are you going to put the money? And you know when you go and see, like, the people who are a Yoda on a stick?
Yes.
We had one of those on the show once.
Yes.
A Yoda on a stick. Right, I always think they're a bit too high up for the money. You know, because the money's on the floor that you put down.
Mm.
And it's hard for them, should a burglar come, to get that money. Whereas a busker could just go straight in on it.
Yeah, but...
But Nelson's about 60 foot up.
Then again, Yoda can use the Force.
Yeah. But, you know, the Nelson human statue, just
stupid.
Wasting everybody's time. Spotted...
Spotted.
This is coming from Lee. Occasional Channel 5 Right Stuff panellist, Lowry Turner. Spotted. Artificially inseminating turkeys with a specially adapted glue gun in Hive. Spotted.
Spotted.
Have you spotted a celebrity? Spotted. Then let us know what they were doing. Spotted.
Good morning, Britain's Kate Garraway.
Yes.
Being interviewed by Talk Radio's celebrity booker Johnny after turning up to go on air on the Full Set Breakfast and Paul Ross changing his mind last minute.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, this morning.
Great. Spotted.
Spotted.
Right, okay, it's time to meet our work experience pundit, because work experience punditry is on the way. As regular listeners will know, what we do is we take our work experiences and we haul them away from the dull drudgery of photocopying or whatever it is that they have to do, and put them in front of the microphones instead, giving them a leg up, a much-needed leg up into the industry. That's what we tell them, really. It's because we don't have to pay them. And today, going through Hipster Nonsense, it's Dominique. Hello, Dominique.
Hello.
That's all you get before the travel, because that's where we're going now. And we'll be back with her with that next on Tour Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Gary, I came as quick as I could. What's the matter, Larry? All this week, the Sun have only gone and got the favourite pullout for full-on Cheltenham coverage.
You horsing around?
No, and they've also got a new free tipping game with a share of 20 grand up for grabs.
We better trot on and get involved. Pick up the Sun for a full-on Chelter belter.
I'm James. I'm in year 10. Last term, we watched a film about penguin behaviour in maths. But weirdly, it helped me get how probability works. Random.
The whole class thought it was random. I used a penguin documentary I saw to explain probability models. James laughed the most, but his grades improved the most too. I teach year 10. I'm Miss Ogan.
Apply now, and you could get a £25,000 tax-free bursary to train as a teacher. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Ella's one-handed stir fry.
My friends used to say, when you have your first kid, you'll always have your hands full. I had triplets. Now I've only ever got one hand free at the very most. So I've had to learn to do everything one-handed, even cooking. I have mastered the stir fry. I take fresh veg, pork marinated in hoisin, and noodles, then stir it all into a wok. Easy. It's delicious enough to have again and again and again. And simple enough to do while I'm playing peekaboo.
Find Ella's one-handed stir fry recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Immense battles lie ahead. Generals ready their troops. Reigning champions, fallen heroes, and talented pretenders will all collide. Cheltenham is here. Our best odds guaranteed at the festival. Price boosts at 10:30 and midday. Bonuses on all multi-bets. And extra places daily. Conditions and exclusions apply. Betfred, at the heart of Cheltenham. Keep it fun, gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cheshire remains closed this afternoon at junction 18 for Middlewich. It's an easy diversion up and over by the exit slips, but severe delays for the southbound carriageway and delays for the opposite side as well. Traffic was held briefly northbound to where ambulance could land. Definitely don't use the A50 Holmes Chapel Road through Knutsford as an alternative to the M6. That's currently closed for emergency repairs. Elsewhere in Cumbria, the northbound A6 through Penrith has been closed because of an accident, and there's queues in and out of Cardiff through Canton on the A48 Western Avenue because of roadworks. I'm Jarena Adams.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, if you're just joining us, there's breaking news. Of course, the national insurance rise has been scrapped. Philip Hammond currently speaking in the House of Commons, saying that that big announcement that caused so much controversy just a week ago they're now not doing. Labour, of course, have demanded an apology from the Prime Minister, saying that it threw all of Britain's self-employed people into disarray. Slight exaggeration.
Oh.
Anyway, now the argument is, where on earth are the government going to find the money that they said that would raise? So that's happened, of course. Somali pirates are back in the news, apparently. There's been a seizure of a boat off the coast of Somalia. More of that in the main news as it goes along. Of course, Donald Trump is angry with Snoopy Dog Dog, because Snoopy Dog Dog pointed a gun at a puppet of him or something in a video, something. Anyway, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
It's all right, Cornelius, we're here to help. And we do it, of course, by taking the news and drilling down deeply into it, drinking deeply from the news fountain. And when you do that, you get the taste of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We are here in the afternoon to help you by explaining the news in haikus.
Wheels chastised for not doing any work, just like the other royals.
The news in haiku. We arrive at the part of the programme we like to mark work experience punditry. It's where we bring our work experience out of the office and into the studio and put them on air. That's proper work experience, that is. That's putting them right at the front line. It's to give them a helping hand, to push them into the media, the industry they so long to work in, and here we are just helping them in any way we can. That's what we tell them. Really, it's because we don't have to pay them. The latest person we don't have to pay to do this is Dominique. Hello, Dominique.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me on.
You were here anyway, technically, but, you know, what have they had you doing?
Like you said, photocopying, researching, making your tea.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's nice. It's good to see you, by the way, in case you needed that on your CV.
Thank you.
Yeah, but more importantly, of course, you've been looking through a week's worth of hipster nonsense, which is always irritating, we find, because it's just that sort of square-bearded cereal cafe pop-up crap that just continues to blight our lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
What have you found?
So this week, the government have actually sort of defined what a hipster is, and they've done this by indexing our spending habits. So the Office of National Statistics has revealed their annual basket of goods, which allows experts to track what we're all spending our money on. And in the 2017 update, they've shown just how mainstream those previously hipster purchases have become. Mm. So purchases like gin, non-dairy milks and vinyl records, they have all, people been spending more money on them.
Yep.
In 2017 and 16. And the Office for National Statistics has defined what hipsters are by saying hipsters are associated with craft beers and spirits, speciality coffee and coiffured facial hair. And they also found that they love upcycling vintage things.
Upcycling?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, so you might find an old chest of drawers in like a scrapyard.
Yeah.
You take it.
Yeah.
And you paint it.
Yeah.
And you might put it in your uni digs or your house, wherever you live.
Why is that not just called recycling? Which is,
because I guess it's up. It's making it better instead of just making it, crushing it and making it into, I don't know.
I think we should be allowed to upcycle hipsters then, in that case. So what you should be able to do is there should be no law against walking around a hipster area such as East London or parts of Manchester, Birmingham, you know, all of the hipster hangouts. And you should be able to take a hipster of your choice and upcycle them by taking them back to your house or wherever it might be, rolling their trousers back down so they cover their ankles, right? Shaving off their stupid, stupid square beard, right? Undoing the man bun, right? Swiping the cereal bowl out of their hand, and then they're just a normal human being again.
upcycling making them better?
Yes, because hipsters are stupid. Yeah, but
some people might say that's downcycling hipsters.
Downcycling hipsters. Yeah. I don't mind what sort of cycling. I'd run over a hipster with a bike.
Well, hipsters are actually, they're said to like cycling more. So
what, actual cycling?
Yeah, actual cycling. If that's one of the things they found.
If they took a bike from a rubbish tip.
Mm-hmm. If they painted it, then it would be upcycling it.
So they're upcycling. They're going cycling on an upcycled cycle.
Yeah. So, I mean, a Santander bike would be too mainstream for them. They'd get one from the skip, I think.
Yeah. So this is the free London... Not free, are they? The London bike things. Mm. That are now the sponsored bike thing. Yeah. All right. So you could take... do hipsters... I mean, I've not seen a hipster dragging furniture around. I mean, is it a common thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I've seen a lot of things on social media, people turning random things. It can be literally anything. I guess you could even upcycle clothes. That's vintage clothes, right?
Yeah.
You take in something old and then you can like customise it, but make it your own, put some edgy badges on it.
Edgy badges?
Yeah.
God, I hate hipsters. What's an edgy badge? What's the definition of an edgy badge? Careful, we're on the radio. I just wonder what an edgy badge is, as opposed to
a badge. My friend's got a badge, and it says like slogans on it.
Right.
So her one says, "Forget work, love disco."
Right. That's edgy, is it now?
I mean, disco is upcycled music, because, you know, there's no disco at the moment. They're like, clubs are playing old school disco.
Right. And that's upcycling disco.
I feel like it's upcycling music.
I do despise this world. what they should have is an edgy badger. Because everyone's got badges, but not everyone has got a badger pinned to the front of them.
Mm.
Am I right?
Are there badgers in East London?
I bet there are if you look. Well, the thing is, that they're countrywide, the badger. I mean, obviously, they're often being killed because they pass tuberculosis to cattle.
Mm.
But I'm happy to have a badger glued to the front of a hipster. Right, and if the hipster catches tuberculosis from it, then that's a bonus, frankly.
I mean, it'd be very niche.
That's the hipster
badges
way.
Badges are hard to find, so it would be good.
Not necessarily, and you know, they come in a set.
Yes.
Hipsters only like loose leaf TB.
Yeah.
And they roam around at night. I think hipsters are found at night.
Hipsters are nocturnal.
Yeah.
That's right. So they could go after the badgers. And think about that, because everyone's got badges, but badgers, no. So that would become a more hipster thing. And eventually, in a couple of years' time, the Office of National Statistics might be reporting that people wearing badgers as a sort of status symbol.
Mm.
Maybe daub a slogan on the badger to make it edgy, if that's what they like. But either way, with the wearing of live badgers, I'm not suggesting kill them, I'm saying
you
live.
You could even, like, dye their fur, because black and white is a bit mainstream.
Yeah.
Edgy badgers.
What colour would be the best badger?
Probably, like, green and blue.
Yeah?
Mm.
A green and blue
or
badger.
You could put glitter on it. That would be really a hipster.
Glitter badger.
Glitter badger is also a good name for
a
badger.
So, like, glittering in the street lights at night.
Yeah. And there we go, hipster stuff. Perfect. Okay, we know about hipsters. We've helped them out. What else is hip this week?
So what is hip is the food that hipsters eat. So we've got unicorn food, which is...
No, we haven't. There's no such thing.
I mean, have you seen unicorn food?
Have you seen a unicorn?
I have not.
At best, it's a badger with an ice cream cone stuck to it.
I've seen a unicorn in the form of a cake. So,
that's just a cake, Dominique.
The unicorn food trend is it's like colourful foods that have got colourful sprinkles and marshmallows and like food dye in them, and it's called unicorn food because it's the food that unicorns eat, because it's all mythical and sparkly.
Marshmallows aren't mythical. I've seen them with my own eyes.
There's a new craze at the moment. It's called unicorn toast. So so basically, it is a toast with a pastel-coloured spread on it made from food colouring and cream cheese. So if you didn't just want normal toast, because Nutella is a bit mainstream. Yeah. You could have a pastel-coloured unicorn spread.
So it's like you're a unicorn has defecated.
In a way, yes. There's been a bit of a backlash on social media, and I feel like you'd be with that crowd.
Well, this is dangerous, isn't it? Because this is what wiped out unicorns originally, was type 2 diabetes. So there's a danger of that happening to hipsters.
Yeah. Well, you say danger. I mean, I see that as an upside. I'm not upcycling. I'm upsiding.
All right.
The only good hipster is a dead hipster. But I can see why this arose, but it doesn't make it any less hateful.
Mm.
Fewer hateful, does it? Because the idea of this unicorn nonsense. I bet there's a unicorn food cafe. I bet.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, God. See, I knew there would
They're very popular in Japan, but even the Hummingbird Bakery in London has kind of jumped on the trend. You can get rainbow cakes in there.
How many
rainbow
animals do they
rainbow,
need?
Rainbow bagels on Brick Lane as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those in Selfridges, actually, rainbow bagels.
It's on The Apprentice as well.
Oh, maybe it's the same people.
God. Look, the Hummingbird Bakery, right, they do the cakes, don't they? The muffins and the such like, right? They've already got hummingbirds. They shouldn't go after unicorns as well. That's just like that's selfish, and they're not having a monopoly on mythical animals like a hummingbird, which doesn't exist, and a unicorn, which doesn't exist. They can't have that. Badgers are the way forward. At least they're real.
Yeah,
not like hummingbirds, made up fictional nonsense from
badger
a child's
cakes
dream.
Should be the next thing.
Badger cakes.
Yep. And yeah, because what they do with the unicorn cakes, they put like horns on them and like a mane and a tail made of like weird foods. I don't even know.
And that's just one of the reasons that we hate hipsters.
Yeah.
Finally.
So, I mean, if you wanted to burn off some of the unicorn
hipster's
food,
beard. Oh, right, yes.
There's a new hipster sport, which is fly fishing.
Fly fishing's not a hipster sport.
Well, it is now, because people are doing it in a lot of cities now. Because apparently, according to a study, waters are cleaner in inner cities now.
Yeah.
So there's more fish. And hipsters have caught on this, and they've been fishing. And a lot of girls have been doing it as well. So you might think of the typical fisherman as a man.
In his waders and his rubber.
Apparently a lot of women have been getting involved.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, of course.
Good.
But do they dress as the angler, or is there a sort of hipster version of that?
Well, I think they'd probably be in their skinny jeans and maybe some like edgy wellies. They wouldn't be in, you know, full waterproofs.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that come up to your waist. I don't think they'd be wearing those.
So this is inner city fly fishing.
Mm-hmm. So some of the spots you can fish at are the River Wandle in Wandsworth.
Okay.
And the River Don in Sheffield. You can also do it in the River Irwell in North Manchester. So it's countrywide, not just places like East London. And
well, I suppose what you could say about it, I suppose the advantage of this is that means that hipsters, should they get into this, are congregating together. All right, near deep water. So that, for the rest of us, is an advantage, should we wish to go near them and push them in.
Yes.
To kill them. Right? So that's, I suppose, that's very much for me upcycling again, is that you've taken a hipster and then drowned it. And I think that's fine.
Okay.
I think that's all right.
Yeah. So you're going to take up fly fishing just to be near them so you can sort of
accidentally push
them
this
in?
Well, again, this is the problem, right, with hipsters, because it's everything. They take something that's mainstream, fly fishing, badgers, right, and then they pretend it's hipster because they go, oh, no, I do that, vinyl. Yeah, we've got vinyl. Oh, it's hipster. No, it isn't. It's older than hipster. Fly fishing, it's been around for years. Chris Tarrant does it. It's been around for a long time. It's not hipster. But, however, my ideas are new, at least. Right, my ideas of wearing live badgers. Yes. No one's done that before.
Dyeing your badger.
That makes me a hipster. That sounds like a euphemism. And certainly, drowning hipsters for fun isn't yet mainstream. So but if we all work hard enough, it could become so.
Could burn some calories doing that.
And
pushing.
And there,
burn off the unicorn food.
We will leave today's Working Experience Punditry. Dominic, thank you very much indeed for coming and doing that for us. Very, very good. Right, so that's Work Experience Punditry for today. After 3 o'clock, there will be the big debate, of course, after three. That's what happens after three, because that's why we call it the big debate at three. Also, your chance, if you would like to have a go on a game called Dead or Alive. I've got a list of things. It's the things. The things are either dead or they're alive. Hipster. What could you possibly want to do it for? Well, fun on the radio. That's right. Come and play a game. Register your interest. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at talk. Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Your message with any word you'd like.
And if you get into our exciting game, you could get a meaty souvenir. Who knows? Right. You've heard the contact details. That's all you need to know. I'll do them again. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's talk radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Skybet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Skybet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
At TradePoint, we've got low prices all day, every day on all your trade essentials. Like Gyprock Square Edge Plasterboard, 1800 by 900 by 9.5 mil, just £3.86 a length. And 20 kilogram post creep, just £3.89 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade essentials at TradePoint. TradePoint!
Clive, Mudston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out.
Oh.
So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional cover as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
What can I get you?
What's a Kopi Joss?
It's coffee with charcoal.
I'm sorry, did you say charcoal?
Yes. Once we've prepared your cup of coffee, we take the burning hot charcoal and dunk it in the cup. We then let the fabulous burnt charcoal flavour infuse until the cup has gone completely noir. It's £10 a cup and totally delish.
I'll have a latte, please.
With the McCafe range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk radio.
Ah, just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday. Tani's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Chancellor announces U-turn on national insurance tax rises.
Seems to me like a government in a bit of chaos here.
Plus, court downgrades Marine A's murder conviction and jobless rate lowest since 2005.
Talk radio.
Good afternoon. A major U-turn by the government.
I have decided not to proceed with the Class 4 NICS measures set out in the budget.
The Chancellor's confirmed he won't now be going ahead with the increase in national insurance contributions for the self-employed announced in last week's budget. Philip Hammond's changed his mind so the Tories can honour a pre-election pledge not to raise them. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has taken the opportunity to lay into the Conservatives in the Commons.
I think the Prime Minister should offer an apology for the chaos that her government has caused during the past week and the stress it's caused to the 4.8 million self-employed people in this country.
Next, the wife of a former Royal Marine who killed an injured Taliban fighter has welcomed a court's decision to downgrade his murder conviction to manslaughter. The court martial appeal court heard Alexander Blackman was suffering from a combat stress disorder. Claire Blackman gave this statement following the ruling.
This is a crucial decision and one that much better reflects the circumstances that my husband found himself in during that terrible tour of Afghanistan. We must now wait for the sentencing hearing and hope to secure a significant reduction in Al's sentence.
A man has confessed to killing a 28-year-old woman from Ireland who was found dead on a beach in Goa. Police have told journalists the suspect has admitted killing Danielle McLaughlin but denies sexually assaulting her. More than 1,100 jobs are at risk at Jones Bootmaker after its owner filed a notice to appoint administrators. Alteri is now looking for a buyer and is thought to have had some credible offers. And official figures show there's been a surprise dip in the UK's jobless rate, which hasn't been seen lower since 1975. It fell to 4.7% in the 3 months to January, matching levels last seen before the financial crisis.
Half an hour to go.
I'm very excited.
Before today's bonus news, Tanya brings us bonus news every day around about 3:30 because she needs to, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be, because she gets paid the same money and thus we can't have her, you know, working for the same money when she's not doing as much work. That's just morally wrong. So instead we make the time up with bonus news, animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today it's vegetable news. Earlier you teased me with a cucumber.
I did.
Would you like to tease me with any other vegetable with just half an hour to go?
No, I think I'm going to just keep you guessing. Because it's a good one.
You're going to keep me on a cucumber tip.
Yes. Yes, I am. Okay. I am okay. Indeed.
Thanks, Tanya. All of that to be revealed in half an hour's time. Before that... Oh, you haven't done the weather?
No, I haven't.
Oh, all right then. Here comes
Talk
the weather.
Radio National Weather.
It's rather cloudy for the northwest, with some patchy rain and drizzle. But for the rest of the UK, plenty of warm sunshine out there. And the high, well, it's 15 Celsius today.
Thanks very much. Now here's Ben with his pre-recorded sport. Coming from the Dawn Chorus, where birds are singing. Ah, that's really nice. And then they have a disco, much to the annoyance of their neighbours.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola admits he doesn't know if his side can win the Champions League. City are in Monaco tonight, defending a 5-3 first leg lead and look to join Leicester in the quarterfinals. Guardiola would love to say they'll be champions, but he knows the competition too well.
It is my 8th year here and I know how complicated it is, that competition. I know how complicated it is. In terms of the set pieces, a mistake in real detail, you lost 5 minutes in the concentration, you are out.
There's full live commentary over on Talk Sport this evening. Wayne Rooney and Anthony Martial are both out of Manchester United's Europa League tie with Rostov at Old Trafford tomorrow. It's 1-1 on aggregate. Finally to Cheltenham, and on day two of the festival, the favourite Mike Bite won the novice's chase, beating Whisper in a photo finish. Earlier, 14-1 shot Willoughby Court took the novices' hurdle, narrowly beating the favourite Neon Wolf. This afternoon's feature race live over on TalkSport is the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Devan is the odds-on favourite. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is. It's Ben's pre-recorded sport live this afternoon. From where some birds are dad dancing like Prince William in the news. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Is the big debate on the way?
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Because it's time for the big debate. So the Brexit Minister David Davis said this morning that he has no idea what will happen if the UK fail to get a Brexit deal, claiming, and I quote, that he hasn't looked into it. Now it seems, doesn't it, at a time like this, he would do well to remember the words of Nietzsche. He who fights with Europe should be careful lest he becomes Europe. And if thou looks into a Brexit deal, then the Brexit deal will also look into you. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. But as the EU monster looms large over the fact that the government seemingly have no plan, there has been much counter-criticism, of course. Theresa May has announced to the Commons today, this very afternoon, that a new Brexit advisor has been appointed. Baldrick from Blackadder, who, Mrs. May says, has always had a plan, and it was a cunning one. She did admit that Baldrick's plans were crap, but as David Davis said, a crap plan for Brexit is still better than one that the government have got for Brexit, as they do not, in fact, have a plan for Brexit. So that's breaking news this afternoon. The government have hired Baldrick to come up with a plan for Brexit. Baldrick, of course, joins other clueless, burbling Brexit idiots such as Boris Johnson and Liam Fox. When spring arrives with its 15 degrees today across the country, it seems that there's to be no blossoming of any kind of deal yet. So that's the breaking news this afternoon. On the line, Cherry has called in. Hello, Cherry.
Hello, John.
Hi, Cherry. Thanks very much for calling. Now, you heard me say the word blossoming there. You've called in because you have an issue with blossom in any of its forms. Am I right? What's your problem with blossom? It seems a terrible time to be cross with it, given spring.
Well, first of all, blossom is the flower. It's essentially the vagina of the plant.
Yeah.
You know, bees come up and get covered in their splooge. You know, I think that's rank. Anyone who likes that is a pervert. I mean, imagine if Tanya, off the news.
Well, let's not. Let's not.
Corner and
no, let's not.
Bit to everyone.
No, we're not going to. No, no, we're not going to imagine that at all. Thank you.
And I'll thank you.
Well, your argument, some would say, is also wrong and offensive. So I'm going to apologise on behalf of you, whether you like it or not. The point is that blossom, okay, is it not a decorator of a tree? Your argument, I assume, Cherry, is that it ruins trees. It ruins trees for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring in Richard. He's on the other line. Hello, Richard.
Hello, John. Hello.
Hello there. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. Now, you heard what...
Thanks for having me on. I've been trying to get through for ages. I'm such a big fan of the show, and I'm really glad I'm finally allowed on.
Well, I'm glad you managed to get through. The lines are very busy, as you'd expect. So it is hard to get through. I mean, if you do get a dialing tone, keep hanging on.
Get through every time.
Shut up. People, you know, we've got a team of people waiting to take your call. You can call us 03444... Richard, now this is interesting, isn't it? Blossom, does it ruin trees?
It doesn't ruin trees, it makes them fabulous.
Right, fabulous, yes, fabulous.
All flowers are fabulous, especially little ones that grow on trees. You know, most things are made better by having small versions of themselves, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, are they? John's a small version of a DJ, but...
I'm such a big fan of you, John.
Not really a DJ, but anyway, this is interesting. You said blossom, as we know from the European Court of Justice. Now, blossom is for a tree a religious symbol. We can all agree on that, I presume.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Trees aren't allowed. This is the European Court, not my word. Trees from now are not allowed to wear blossom or leaves, right? But the question is, if a tree has got blossom, do we remove the blossom? Do we ask the tree to remove the blossom because it's offensive? Or do we put a headscarf on a tree to cover it up? What do we think?
Well, like a blossom burqa.
Circumcision.
Yeah, wait a moment, Cherry. Let me bring Richard in here. Richard, say that again.
What, like a blossom burqa?
Yes, exactly that. That's exactly what the papers are calling it, yes.
Well, I think it's fabulous that trees can have the option to do that. You know, and we don't want to see a lot of trees naked, do we?
No, well, is it? Are we right to oppress trees in that way? Should not a tree be allowed to hold your thoughts, Cherry? Should we be allowed to oppress trees in that way?
Well, I think it's about choice. The trees get to choose whether or not to wear the blossoms.
Well, often not.
They don't know what they want.
Well, it's not that.
Have to tell them.
It's that gardeners, of course, will force it upon the trees if the European Court of Justice has its way. That's the problem. But you're calling for more blossom, Richard, OK? I know you're part of the pro-blossom lobby. And I know Cherry will agree with this. Who is going to pay for that blossom? Is it the taxpayer?
Well, it grows naturally, doesn't it? Let it keep growing. What I do is I tend to store it up in the summer and then during the spring season, and you can actually freeze blossom. So I have it out all year round around my flat, wading through it. Can't find my cat sometimes.
Do you go outside and glue it back on the trees?
Yes, I go round. I use a spray-based adhesive, which yes. I spray onto the branches, and then I sprinkle all the blossom all over it.
Right. Cherry, do you want to come back against that? I think Richard's calling you racist.
Well, I am, but I don't see... He's almost saying that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Right.
Let me put this to him.
Yeah.
When I was 12, the local priest invited me in to see his blossom. Now, I don't think anyone would be surprised to hear there wasn't any blossom. It was actually fruit, and he'd made a classic mistake.
Right.
Luckily, he made up for it when he showed me his organ and his masterful pipework.
Yeah.
But the
yeah.
point is, you don't need blossom in this day and age to get a young boy.
Well, you don't need blossom. You're absolutely right. It's not a necessary thing. I mean, we've talked about this. You know, we have... it's 2017. We've got pylons. We've got overhead lockers. We don't necessarily need blossom, do we, Richard,
no.
when we've got these things, do we?
Well, what else can you dress? What else can we dress the beautiful trees with?
Well, this is...
Can you give me an answer? I need a salute for this.
Okay, well, solution. What could you dress... Leggings?
Ribbons.
Oh, ribbons. Okay.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Mayday.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've changed my mind. Well, let's go with ribbons.
Well, ribbons are pretty, aren't they?
They are. They're beautiful.
Yes, so why not take the blossom off, as is the suggestion, and as Cherry mentions, what we do is we tie ribbons to trees. Maybe, I don't know, a yellow ribbon round an old oak tree.
Yeah.
Well, I can get on board with that idea.
Yeah?
Get a choker on it nowadays. They're all the rage.
Okay, so I want to talk about
the sequins. We could give the trees give the tree trunks of a jazzle and put sequins all over them.
Yeah,
fabulous.
Okay. Would you
calm down there, Richard?
It's an interesting point. 8-7-2-2. Would you vajazzle a tree? We'll get onto that. Mrs. Thatcher, of course, famously in the 1980s, you know this. She closed the blossom mines. That's when we had a blossom shortage. It led to riots between the gardeners and police. Lots of riots. Was Mrs. Thatcher right to close the blossom mines then, Cherry? I assume you think she was.
Yeah, I think she was. I mean, she knew, like any good English person does, that they're foreign. And so we don't really want them here. We didn't even used to have any blossoms. It was a total wasteland in the UK, like
yeah.
Hull is now. And we only got them in thanks to labour, slave labour. They brought the trees in. And I think it's an insult to their ancestors if we keep them.
Right. Richard, you're nodding your face.
I am nodding my face. I mean, traditionally, the blossom was brought over by, wasn't it Francis Drake?
It was Francis Drake, absolutely.
Yeah.
Back in, he brought over blossom as a gift for Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
And she glued it to a tree and that popularised it for the rest of the country. Yeah, that's right,
exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then we cherish the blossom. We love it.
Yeah.
In this country, not unlike the Swedish.
Should we? Well, now that is interesting that you mentioned the Swedish.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing these trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you...
Trials in Sweden?
Yes.
I've never heard the like of that. Swedish trials.
Swedish.
Hang on a second. Are you sure you've got that right, John?
I have got that right. I've got the evidence
right. Swedish trials.
I've got it here.
Well, that's the first I'm hearing of it.
Well, let me tell you. What they do there is, now, they...
Swedish trials.
They have got elk in Sweden. And the elk in Sweden, up to now, of course, are run on diesel. They've got diesel elk. And they're dirty. So what they've done in Sweden is they've converted the elk in the forest to run on blossom, okay? And if you've got an elk, you own an elk, and you want to convert your own blossom, there's a subsidy, there's a Swedish Parliament subsidy. Did you know this? One elk can go for 300 miles on one blossom. Did you know that?
Well, this is fantastic news as well, because, of course, in Sweden, they only have pine trees. They can't produce their own blossom, so we can export our blossom over there.
This is exactly the point. This is exactly the point. It's good for the economy.
Fantastic.
Well, of course you'd like that, John, because you're a union man, aren't you?
Well, I'm impartial. I can't...
We know you're a union man. You're the leader of the Lollipop Guild, so I would expect you to favour more jobs and sending our blossoms
all right
over to Sweden.
All right. Well, look, we're running out of time for the debate, really. But it's an interesting one, isn't it, this? Do we need blossom? We're coming into spring now. Should we just get rid of it? Should we put it in jail? Should we do that? Should there be a zero-tolerance approach? If a bit of blossom springs out, do we just chop it off right there and jail it? That's a...
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting question. Sum up the debate for me in one word, if you would, Richard.
Springtime.
Thank you, Cherry.
Well, probably Blossom.
All right.
That's what the whole thing was about.
Okay. We'll leave it there. What do you think? As I say, do we need Blossom? We've got pylons now and overhead lockers. It's 2017, for goodness sake. Why would we need Blossom? 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon, so I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Immense battles lie ahead. Generals ready their troops. Reigning champions, fallen heroes, and talented pretenders will all collide. Cheltenham is here. Our best odds guaranteed at the festival. Price boosts at 10:30 and midday. Bonuses on all multi-bets. And extra places daily. Conditions and exclusions apply. Betfred, at the heart of Cheltenham. Keep it fun, gamble responsibly.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
On the 25th of October 2016, the government announced Heathrow as its preferred scheme for new airport capacity in the southeast. A national consultation is now underway to discuss what happens next. Go online to find out more. More about what expansion at Heathrow Airport may mean for the United Kingdom as a whole. And more about what it could mean for your own region. And quite simply, to have your say. Search Heathrow Airport Expansion.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Really severe delays for the M6 in Cheshire. The southbound carriageway is still closed at junction 18 for Middlewich and Holmes Chapel. It's an up and over diversion via the slip roads, but stand still for the M6 south and northbound delays as well. Don't use the A50 Holmes Chapel Road through Knutsford as an alternative to the M6. That's closed for emergency repairs. Heavy out of Bristol on the southbound M32. There's been an accident involving just a single vehicle near junction 2 for Eastville. And in Armagh, the eastbound M1 is down to one lane near junction 10 because of a vehicle fire. I'm Gerina Adams.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Today I will be joined by Matt Chorley, Red Box editor at The Times, with today's trending review. The Labour MP Kate Hoey will be in the studio with me. And also our showbiz correspondent, Girl About Town, Olivia Foster, will be here too.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And some of your reactions, of course, have been coming in to today's big story. Big debate. If you have a reaction, do we need Blossom? That was the question we're posing this afternoon. Of course, it's spring. It's a nice spring day. Blossom is blossoming. But do we need it? Has it had its day? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
Cornelius,
like.
Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, the closest thing to blossom, word-wise, is bottoms. Mm. That's coming from Childish. Dom as well. All these people talking bloss on can bloss off, in my opinion. That's coming from hay fever sufferer.
Right, I've got something here as well, John. It's all very well if the blossom is our own British blossom, but what about the trees that you see at this time of year that are full of cheap knock-off blossom from overseas? This, of course, is the blossom that's made by children in sweatshops in the Far East, and they, of course, it gets imported over here and hung on the trees, and you don't know the difference. It looks the same initially, but close up, it's actually not. It's just made by these children who don't even get paid properly. And that is a problem. John, I see blossom. Trees just drop blossom on the floor. It's a bit windy. What happens? Blossom drops on the floor. That's disgusting. The trees should pick it up after themselves. We don't call it blossom in our house. We call it tree poo. Do keep your thoughts coming in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, we, as regular listeners will know, like to reach a helping hand out of the radio to those that are begging for coin, to wit, Kickstarters, crowdfunders, those with crazy hopes and dreams. Maybe you have one. Maybe you have an idea for a new kind of antiseptic hand gel that's made of septic ants. Or maybe you've got an actual plan for Brexit. I know, ludicrous. But that's what dreams are for. Whatever your plan, put it on Kickstarter. Try and raise coin to make it a reality. Every week we like to talk to someone doing just that. So let's meet today's. So good afternoon then. You are listening to Talk Radio on the radio, and other methods of listening are available, such as an application or something. Anyway, speaking of applications, it's time to meet a man who is, well, trying to peddle one. He's called Andy. He's today's Kickstarter kick-up-the-arserer. He's on the phone. Hello, Andy.
How do indeed.
Now, so tell us, I'm looking at a drawing, a crude drawing of your Kickstarter idea, but it's not for me to describe it, Andy. It's for you.
I'll give it my best shot. Mm. The device is known as an ear trumpet.
Right.
It is, first of all, the Kickstarter project itself is simply for the patent application. Because it takes a couple of hundred quids to patent an idea. So what I'm really trying to do is to crowdfund the patent application at this moment. But the device, which is what you're all interested in, I hope, is, as I say, is an ear trumpet. I mean, there have been ear trumpets around forever. But this one is rather different. It has a big horn sticking out of the front, a bit like one of the old, you know, his master's voice things.
Yes.
And that is on a plate that can swivel around with the handle, so that you can sit at your desk and listen to things that are going on behind you.
Yes.
There are two tubes that go from the bottom of the horn into each ear. So this works for both ears rather than one. It leaves your hands free so that you can do other things at once. And there's also an area there where you can plug your smartphone in, which has a tube going into the sound chamber. Mm. And so you can listen to your smartphone or the music on your smartphone whilst having on a conversation that's going on behind you, whilst sitting at your desk typing because you've got all your hands free.
Yes. One word I'm going to use, Andy, is cumbersome.
Well, it has been suggested that there may be problems going through doors and things of that nature, and I wouldn't disagree with that. But I think it says on the on the thing, you know, no longer would the hard of hearing need to rely on lightweight, inconspicuous hearing aids when they could have an ear trumpet instead, because this is very much a fashion statement, really.
Well, it is. I think you're right, and it's saying, look at me, I have a disability of a sort, isn't it?
I wouldn't say, John, because you can use it to enhance perfectly normal hearing. It's not intended entirely for those that are hard of hearing. If you wanted to hear something that you couldn't otherwise hear, even if you had normal hearing, it would be perfect for that as well.
I see. So what we could be talking about here is, and I don't know whether you've considered this, but you could branch out into the world of espionage, for instance.
Well, yes, that is an exceptionally good point. I hadn't considered the security applications. Although, interestingly enough, when you do submit a patent, the first thing they do is they hold it in sort of in storage for a day or so to make sure that it's not a threat to national security. Well, it made it past that step, so that's good news.
Well, I think it is. I mean, it is, as you say, it's a hat with a handle and a horn and some pipes and a gadget slot and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And the handle turns the big gramophone style horn around. But I think if in an espionage situation, this was to be worn by somebody, that person would not be considered a suspect spy, for it's a double bluff, isn't it?
Because no. Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't agree more.
Like Jimmy Savile. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the pattern, because obviously this isn't what we've done. A lot of these Kickstarter kick up the arses, Andy, I'll be honest with you, and most people are quite quietly confident that they're going to achieve their goals. Yours is the first I've read where you've sort of gone, it's entirely unlikely that this will ever get made, but the patent is what's important.
Well, so far, it's been the project's been going for just over a week, and we have made a third of the money needed.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Now, that's not bad, but obviously the low-hanging fruit of friends and colleagues has now all gone. Although, surprisingly enough, there was a chap from Tucson, Arizona, who's chipped in a tenner for reasons that we'd have to ask him.
Yeah.
And there's another fellow from America that's funded it. I presume they just saw it on Kickstarter itself.
It might be Donald Trump, and it might be sort of a tax thing.
Well, that's true.
He may well have just sort of gone, I can sort of siphon some money off over here by contributing to this guy Andy's head horn.
Yes, head horns. There's an expression you don't hear often.
Well, isn't it? You can have that as well if you want. I'd call it a head horn. I like the idea. I like the idea that you can surreptitiously listen to colleagues behind you because the horn would alter trajectory. But then again, they'd notice that, wouldn't they? So I don't.
Yes, yeah. I wouldn't have used the word surreptitious. I did actually, as I say, one of the Americans, as I say, the one from Tucson, I think it's Tucson, Arizona, wrote in that he was going to make one in order to filter out his wife's running commentary on the television when he was watching it. So there are a number of reasons. Say you yourself have brought up the security aspect of
Indeed.
These things. So I'm quite convinced that there will be many, many uses that even I haven't yet considered.
Well, I think you're right, because look, you've got, if you look at the history of this kind of thing, because I admit, Andy, at first glance, I thought, you know, that's just not going to fly, right? But now I've spoken to you, now I think about it, the history of these things. So if you think about people smoking cigarettes, right? Yes. To get over smoking cigarettes, we went down the route of maybe chewing gum, didn't we, with nicotine chewing gum. And then people had surreptitious patches stuck all over their arms and so on and so forth. But now we...
Here we go with this. It's gone full circle. They've got huge, great vaping machines.
Exactly!
Clouds of smoke taking them back to... Yes, I mean, we're absolutely on the same page here.
Yes, he's right. I mean, that, you know, that now they're not afraid to have a massive, great metal thing in their mouth that looks like they're filleting a robot. And it's... but they're proud of it. It's like, look at me. Look what I'm doing. And this is the same... I think you're in the same ballpark.
I think so. I mean, and Ascot. I mean, when is Ascot coming? I've never been to Ascot.
No, me either. I mean, it's Cheltenham at the moment, isn't it? It's the Cheltenham.
But the races, you know, the way you're supposed to wear the hats. I mean, I can sort of see this kicking off at something like that, can't it? I mean, never mind the myriad benefits, just as an item of clothing,
that's,
I think
that's
it
could. Because I've been to weddings where old people wear the most ludicrous hats, and they don't. Those hats don't help them hear anything that's happening down the front at all. So with this, could you decorate it for a variety of occasions? So all you've got to do is put a bit of netting or lace on there. That is a wedding head horn, right? And then old people at the back can hear the ceremony down the front without having to strain. I think that's absolutely fine.
The more you think about it, just the more likely it is to be the next big thing in wearable technology.
Yes, again, that you're absolutely right. Wearable technology, that is a thing, and this is flying in the face of the conventional, the surreptitious smartwatch, the surreptitious patches, and all of that stuff. You know, is there a way to, because you can slot your iPhone /device into it, right? You were saying.
Yes.
So, but that is fine, isn't it? Because if then there was a way, if you wanted to access an app on it, on the phone, which is obviously now on the top of your head next to the horn, is there a way you could come up with where you can access... I mean, Siri, I suppose it would hear you, wouldn't it? So you could speak... So what I'm saying is it's not just a hearing head horn, it's also now a fully integrated app.
Well, I'm wondering if you might need some sort of curved megaphone to talk into the Siri on the phone. I'm not sure it would work unless you were really had a loud voice.
Could you reverse the polarity of the horn?
I understand the question. I'm just chewing it over. The whole thing would have to be upside down.
Mm. Would there be a way... No, I'm thinking it through with you. Because obviously the big end of the horn is the hearing part, clearly. Right, but I'm just wondering if there was a way to detach the horn to speak into it. Maybe it just clicks into place. You pull it out, you talk into the little end.
I see where you're going, but the trouble is that the rotating plinth, of course.
Yeah.
Because the rotating plinth would rotate the other end of the horn in all sorts of places where you didn't really want it, I suspect.
Could you have a tilting plinth as well as a rotating plinth? So it worked on that axis as well. So with another handle, the whole horn went forwards.
Up and over. Yes.
And you talk upwards into it.
And yes, then... the up and over. I wouldn't rule it out. It would need some decent engineering. But yes, it's quite possible.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking this through with you now. Obviously, this is how, as you know,
it's great to see her on my side. Could I just make one more sort of observation? In that most Kickstarter projects have, you know, if there were people are releasing an album or something, they will give you copies of the album and this, that, and the other. But the reward in this case,
yes,
such as it is permission to build your own ear trumpet for either for personal use or resale.
Oh, splendid.
And I'm rather hoping that if anybody takes me up on this reward, and I very much hope that they will do, that they'll send pictures through. So when we come to the mass production phase, you know, there's the potential to be the sort of office manager of the ear trumpet factory.
Mm.
You know, when it becomes the next iPhone,
which I'm pretty sure it will. I mean, if Apple see this, I can see them snapping it up straight away.
Well, me too.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Andy, thank you very much for talking to us. So that's the E. What does the E stand for in ear?
Well, the E is for electronic, but that is simply because it has this ability to dock a smartphone in there and charge it instantly. There's a power bank that I don't think I mentioned in there as well.
Oh, yeah, right.
So you can charge your phone whilst listening to music, whilst listening to a conversation, whilst having both arms free.
Yes, and whilst cranking the crank, which I like, because that's an analogue item in a digital world as well, isn't it? So,
exactly.
So. Listen, Andy, I wish you all the best of luck with it. So if people want to find this and fund your patent, you will then own the patent. People, as you say, their reward is then to build it themselves, which I think is an excellent idea for British industry. Where would we find you, Andy? What do we search for?
Well, I just go to Kickstarter and just search for trumpet, or indeed ear. In fact, either will do. If you search for ear, only four things will come up, and I don't think there should be much confusion as to which one is the ear trumpet.
No, I imagine not. Also, while we're there, obviously it's got the word Trump in it. There is a chance you could approach the Donald, who is very approachable on Twitter, it seems. Maybe get him to back your campaign. He does need a way to siphon off money as a tax loss.
He certainly does. That's an excellent suggestion, John, and one that I shall deal with as soon as we're off the phone.
It could be the ear Trump trumpet. I could just get his name on it there. Andy, thank you for talking to us. That's Andy. He's got a kickstart. He's got a hope. He's got a dream. Have you? If you have, of course, get in touch with us, whatever it is. If it's on Kickstarter, if it's on a crowdsourcing website, we want to hear from you, and we'll put you on the radio and promote it to the upwards of six people that listen to this. Yes, 87222 is the number.
Starting message with the word talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
A bit quiet. I probably should have an ear trumpet.
Start your message with any word you like.
She smells of egg.
It's Do not smell of egg.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And it's just gone 3:30. And with the news, here's Tanya.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. And we'll just start with some breaking news. We're hearing that Russian spies were among those expected to be charged in at least one of a series of hacking attacks on Yahoo. We'll bring you more on this when we get it. Next, the Chancellor says he won't be going ahead with the increase in national insurance contributions for the self-employed announced in last week's budget. Philip Hammond says the U-turn is because the measure wasn't in the spirit of commitments made in the Conservatives' 2015 election manifesto. Theresa May has told the Commons people working working for themselves are still better off for several reasons.
Our increase in personal allowance means they now keep more of their earnings. They'll have access to both tax-free childcare and 30 hours of free childcare, just like employees. And now they have access to the new state pension worth over £1,800 more a year.
A Royal Marine who shot dead an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan has had his murder conviction downgraded to manslaughter with diminished responsibility. His wife says the decision better reflects the circumstances her husband was faced with. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murdering a woman from Ireland on a beach in Goa. Danielle McLaughlin, who was born in Glasgow but lived in County Donegal, is reported to have been naked when she was found. The Brexit secretary has admitted no economic assessment has been made of the impact of not getting a Brexit deal. David Davis was questioned by MPs this morning. And scientists at Aston University in Birmingham say it is okay to eat things like toast and biscuits, which are dropped on the floor momentarily, but apparently the so-called five-second rule doesn't apply for softer foods. The weather will cloudy for the northwest with some patchy rain and drizzle, but dry with lots of warm sunshine elsewhere across the UK. A high 15 Celsius. And we'll have more news in half an hour.
We have more news now, because it is time for bonus news. Bonus news, of course, is there to make the time up for Tanya's bulletins are smaller than they used to be.
Ooh.
So earlier, she teased us with a cucumber.
I did.
And now she pays that off because we bring you today's bonus news, which is vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Okay, right. Here we go. Cucumbers. So a man in Sydney has conducted an experiment with cucumbers, and he's found that they grow better if they listen to rock music. I'll give you the condensed version because I know we're short of time.
Yes.
Graham Brown from the University of Sydney has found that they're highly sensitive to sound, scent and touch. Now, apparently, they grew from seedling to maturity. Three groups of cucumbers were exposed to a particular genre of music. They listened to classic, jazz or rock using a CD boombox on full blast, and apparently the cucumbers responded better to rock music.
But that is the correct. That is the correct answer.
Well,
of course, that is because rock music is the best music,
according to you, John. I guess.
And the cucumbers.
A fourth group sat in silence. So basically, the cucumbers that listened to rock music, they grew to be bigger and tastier.
Yeah. Anyone who listens to rock music does.
And they had no curving. And they had smooth, dark green skin.
Yep.
But those that listened to jazz, well...
Withered away and died.
They didn't like the music at all.
That's because it would have bored them to death.
And they grew abnormally. And they with curved curved cucumbers and pointed edges.
There you go. That's jazz for you.
And those that were exposed to classical melodies, they rather liked it, actually. I love classical music. And they grew to have healthy and shiny skin.
Which is like you.
Oh, that's very kind. After listening... Oh, I don't know about the shiny bit. And listening to Beethoven and Bach. So apparently... Now,
what's even the point
of doing that? Well...
Yeah, why not?
Get cucumbers.
Yeah, but why? Who came up with that idea?
Well, I'll tell you.
What a waste of time.
I'll tell you why they came up, they did this research. It was conducted by Brown for Hendrix Gin, because, of course, you use cucumbers in gin.
Oh.
Now, there is a World Cucumber Day on June the 14th, and so they want people to come up with their own flavoursome ideas.
No, so it's just a marketing exercise.
Yeah, what they want to do is make people think of Hendrix Gin.
Yeah. It's worked.
It has worked. We've
And it's your fault, Cornelius,
because
otherwise that was a news story. And now, by questioning it, you've gotten the advertising they so crave.
There you go.
Well, I don't like gin.
Now, I didn't realise that cats being terrified of cucumbers was a thing.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is on the internet.
It was you, Con, that showed me that yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Somebody told me that cats don't like cucumbers, and there's a video on YouTube of all these cats just reacting. It was quite funny.
A whole cucumber.
Basically, what it is people feed their cat, and then whilst they're eating out of a bowl, they'll place a cucumber behind it.
Yes.
Yeah. And when it turns around, it will literally jump into the air.
I have a cat. I'm trying this today.
No, because there's videos saying that you shouldn't do it because it's actually quite cruel to the
cats.
Well,
it is quite cruel.
It is cool.
It is quite cruel.
Did you hear that? Yeah. Tanya Snuggs endorsing hitting cats with cucumbers.
No, I didn't. That was stumbled over my words.
Well, I'll do it, and I'll tell you whether it's cruel or not tomorrow.
Okay, moving on quickly.
I don't even like cats, so do what you want.
Thank you, John. Leek, of course, a vegetable. Leek, a North Staffordshire town, has been named as one of the best places in the country to live, according to the Sunday Times.
I see, that's tenuous, but go on.
That
yeah.
is in our, it is vegetable it news. It is yeah. in our vegetable news. yeah. The list takes into account things like crime and education, but also for community spirit and enterprise.
Don't think I didn't know she got cats in there as well. I don't think you snuck that one past, Tanya.
Lastly, on the final one, yep. So cut long story short, a woman called Beth was so scared of vegetables for many, many years.
Is she a cat?
She's not a cat. She's a woman. And I don't believe she dresses up as cats. She I think can, some people
it's perfectly
do,
within her right to identify as a cat if she wants
yeah.
to.
Each to their own. But I don't think Beth does. Anyway, she didn't like vegetables. So for many, many years, all she ate was beige food. So, like, you know, cheese, chips, cheese sandwiches, all that kind of stuff. Not very healthy. She put on about 6 stone. Her boyfriend, you know, suggested that she try, just try some vegetables. She tried all sorts of different things. Her parents tried to help her out. She went to a hypnotherapist and now she's cured. So now she eats lots of vegetables. Everyone's happy. She's happy. That's my vegetable news.
Okay, would she jump if faced with a cucumber? That's the question.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, not anymore. She's cured. Yeah, yeah she's cured.
Well, if the cat is bothered later tonight when I do the cucumber trick, I will take it to hypnotherapy.
Will you film it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, don't do that. Honestly, it's bad. It's really bad. It's like,
what are you
really
going to do it for then?
I'm not. I'm saying we shouldn't. Don't actually
I'm
do
not,
it.
I won't do it.
Yeah, poor cats.
I will do it. I won't do it.
Poor cats.
Don't do it. Don't do it, kids.
So that was a short
I might
short
try a courgette. I might get it lead it in easy, like a dealer. I might tempt it with a courgette, then see if it... Go, then before putting it onto the hard stuff.
Or a small green pepper.
Yeah.
One of those... Yeah.
It's vegetable news! Vegetable news. Thanks, Tanya.
You're welcome.
It's mineral news tomorrow.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, that was bonus news. In the next bit of the programme, then, should you like to play today's game? Would you like to play today's game? Well, this is your opportunity to receive a meat souvenir or a box of organic veg. Your choice, chicken, beef or lamb. Why organic veg, Cornelia?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. Then we'll be playing a game. Game of Dead or Alive next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
At 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 25th of March, millions of people across the world are coming together for WWF's Earth Hour. And it all begins with the flick of a switch. 1 hour where the world turns off their lights. 1 hour to show your support for our beautiful planet. 1 hour that connects us all. Sign up now and join hundreds of millions around the world for WWF's Earth Hour. Saturday, the 25th of March at 8:30 p.m. Search WWF to find out more.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Jewson, like specialist boards, whether you're
soundproofing,
waterproofing, or fireproofing. Get the big name boards you need for nailed down prices from just £7.69 each. Or grab 100 raw plug metal self drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get 3 rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Jewson. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to jewson.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
Divorce can be expensive. It affects your finances, assets, home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. It's probably one of the toughest times you'll ever go through. Cordell and Cordell understands these issues and helps men maximise their roles in their children's lives. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M6 is still closed southbound at junction 18 from Middlewich and Holmes Chapel after an accident. Some emergency repairs are happening now. It's an up and over slip via the exit slip roads, but traffic on the southbound M6 is static. There's also northbound delays past the scene. Avoid the A50 Holmes Chapel Road through Knutsford as an alternative to the M6. That's closed because of emergency repairs. Elsewhere, there's delays into Bristol on the M32. That's because of a singular vehicle accident near junction 2 for Eastville. And through Penrith in Cumbria, the northbound A6 has been closed because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You think 21st century politics is nasty, bloody and brutally a lightweight? Cast your mind back to the days of King Alfred the Great. The Vikings were knocking at the door. They were the threat from Europe then, and one man stood between us and enslavement. It's the Last Kingdom. He's the star, King of the Vikings, fighting on our side on the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, from 6. Be there and bring your horned helmet.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I might just do it anyway. I might do it.
I don't care.
I'll just do it.
Do it.
You know the news?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it now, right? The Russian spies have been accused of the Yahoo hack. It's breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that? Yeah. Well, that's going on, isn't it?
I do, yeah.
Theresa May, of course, has said that there will be no increase in the national insurance contributions from self-employed people, despite Philip Hammond saying it only a week ago. That's in the news.
Yeah.
Jeremy Corbyn has attacked the Conservative Party ineffectually.
Yeah.
Again. That's in the news. There's a lot in the news. It's very complicated,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. I can't get my head around
Many
it.
People can't, Cornelius, and that's why we're here to help. And we're here to help by running the news on your behalf through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We do present to you the news explained by in haikus.
Coppers in Sussex are bonking on duty. DNA found at scene.
The news in haiku. Welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. And this is where we give you the gift, the souvenir of meat. In a game of dead or alive! It's a game on the radio. That's it. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's very simple. It's just a radio game. It's not a quiz, it's not a competition, it's a radio game. And we like to reward anyone who spends time with us on the radio, whoever they may be, the gift of meat. It's a souvenir of your time spent with us. That's what it is. Dougie's on the telephone. Hello, Dougie.
Hello there.
Hi there, Dougie. Hi there.
Yeah, very well, thank you.
I didn't ask you how you were. Oh. I will do that now. How are you, Dougie?
Yeah, very good. Enjoying the afternoon sun.
Isn't it, though?
Lovely.
Oh. Isn't it, though, Dougie? 15 degrees, Dougie?
It's 18 where I am.
18?
Wow.
Bloody students. I'm assuming. I know, because it says on my screen. Where are you a student, Dougie?
I'm a student at King's University. Oh,
OK. And what are you studying?
I'm doing history.
History. All right. What's your favourite bit of history?
I'd have to go with the Tudors.
Tudors?
Yeah.
Why would you go with the Tudors? They used to throw their poo into the streets.
They did, yeah. No, naughty men, cutting off wives' heads. Yep. You know, it was entertaining.
Yeah, are you misogynist? Right, mm-hmm. So, but they did that, didn't they? They had no toilets, did they? You used to poo in a bucket, throw it into the street, didn't they? Tudors.
No, nutters.
Yeah. Right, so here's what's going to happen. I've got a list of things, Dougie. They are either dead or they are alive. All you have to do is tell me whether it's dead or whether it's alive. It's very simple in that sense. Okay.
Right.
Now, I will reward you the gift of meat. Now, you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg because we're not racist. Which of those would you choose?
I'd definitely go for the beef.
Beef it is. You will receive the souvenir of beef. Right, without any more ado, let's play this week's edition of Dead or Alive. Let's do it, let's do it. Here we go. Paid intern Cornelius keeping score.
Oh, yeah.
Dead or alive, the kindly old man who used to bring eggs, round our house from his chickens that he kept nearby.
Dead, definitely dead.
Yeah, well, I think we didn't really get notice of it. He just sort of stopped coming. And I went round to see where the chickens were, and they don't seem to be there anymore either. So I think he might...
The chickens have gone as well?
Well, yes. I think he may have passed a lot. I don't know what's happened, but I'm going to go... I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you half a point, because he might be dead, but I hope he's all right. So I'm going to give you right. half a point for that, dead or alive.
Okay.
Dead or alive, national insurance increases for the self-employed.
They're alive, I think.
Ah, well, not as of today, Dougie, because there's been a government U-turn this very afternoon. Theresa May has announced that won't be happening at all, made Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, liar of the Exchequer, look very foolish indeed. So that's insurance increases. So if you do become a self-employed history when you graduate, then don't worry, your national insurance contributions will stay as they are, Dougie. Just,
excellent news.
Dead or alive, chivalry.
I think that's alive.
Well, yes. Single-handedly today by Cornelius here. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, everyone.
Who once again gave up his train on a seat for a pregnant lady, following on from the time he did the same a few months ago and didn't stop banging on about it.
Oh.
His seat on a train, obviously. Although he may have gave up a train on a seat, I don't know. Which way around was it?
Seat on train.
Okay, just checking. And but this is very good of you, Cornelius.
Thank you, yes. I am a saint.
Okay, so chivalry's a lie. Dead or alive, the talk radio online team's photoshopping skills.
Oh, that's dead.
Yes, dead. I mean, you simply need to head to the Twitter account to see the awful breaking news graphic they've made. We've a feeling they use Microsoft Paint. Well, we can't prove it. But that's a point to you, dead. My auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
I think she's still alive.
She is alive. A weekly roundup of my Auntie Sylvie's health status. Yes, she's alive. 96, in a home, drinks from a sippy cup, doesn't recognise any of the family, but certainly heart's still beating.
But still going.
Isn't that excellent. Good news? Tune in next week to find out how she is. Baby Cornelius, dead or alive?
Alive?
Alive, yes, based on Cornelius' presumption that the pregnant woman that he gave up his seat for on the train a few months ago has now given birth and named the baby after him. I mean,
I thought you meant Cornelius' son, and I was just really hoping that it was alive.
Yeah, that would be a very dark question had that gone the other way, and thank goodness
it was a bit of a plot twist.
I don't have a son, so all is good.
Yeah, so we're absolutely fine. Right, dead or alive, the hills.
Are alive.
With the sound of music...
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid not. They're not in this case. These are the Hills. They're a family. They live down the road from my parents, and I'm afraid three generations of them were wiped out in the 1980s in a freak metal detecting tragedy. That's dead.
Dead.
The chances of Prince William getting a frosty reception from Kate when he gets home after that dad dancing video where he seemed to be mashed up at a lad's party with a model. Chances of a frosty reception.
I think Kate would have quite appreciated him, you know, letting his hair down or letting what left of his hair he's got there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say frosty reception. I'm going to say alive for that. You were confident, so I'm going to give you half a point.
Oh.
And finally, the scene according to We Are Scientists. The scene according to We Are Scientists, dead or alive?
Alive.
Let's find out. Dead. The scene was dead. All right, we've got to go to Cornelius. He's got the scores. This could see you waltzing away from here with a meaty souvenir of beef. What were the scores?
5.
Is that enough for beef?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You've got a meaty souvenir of your
well
time
done.
Spent with us.
Yeah.
You've got some.
Thank you very
you've
much.
Got some beef. Well done. That's Dougie. Well done, Dougie. Dead or alive on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Tomorrow at this time, this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Sam Delaney's in the room, in the house, in the room.
But talking on Paul Ross, did you see him eating dog food?
I heard he's eating dog food.
But what's amazing is they were showing me the video and I was like, okay, he eats dog food, fine.
He
but
always does, yeah.
What, yeah, and, but what I wasn't... If you have to see him do it, John, because he puts his face directly into the bowl like a dog.
Wow.
That's what's really great about the video. That's the money shot.
Yeah.
The boss wanted me to do it as well. I've no idea why. Wow. It's like, let's make that the thing on the station. This is the... Maybe it's a marketing thing. Like, this is the station, the only station yeah. where we... get our presenters to eat dog food.
Yeah,
but I've said no.
I don't. But I haven't
not the man Paul Ross is.
I haven't been asked. Well, he's got a history of the dogging, so it makes sense.
Literally dogging
on
there.
Yeah.
So I won't be eating dog food. That's one thing I can say about today's show. I will be asking the listeners, are you racist?
Yep.
The answer, because there's a lot of racism around being tolerated.
Had you asked that question on LBC, that's a resounding yes.
Yeah, but you just don't know here.
No.
So that'd be an interesting one. We've got Kate Hoey, the Labour MP, yep. in the studio. That's exciting. And that's all I'm prepared to tell you at this juncture.
That is all I require from you.
Good.
Thank you. Sam Delaney with you next for Drive here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a lovely evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.